It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
There are many known ways to control the weather, and the best way to steer it seems to be with the NEXRAD Doppler Weather Radar Network.
The circular blue flashes seen in this video are frequency transmissions from the NEXRAD network of transmitter installations. The brighter the blue flash from a frequency transmission installation, the more pronounced and powerful the repelling effect on any air mass or storm in the vicinity will be. Where there are no blue flashes, there is no transmission, thus no repelling effect, thus no resistance for a migrating storm. Translation: a migrating storm will be hindered from moving toward frequency transmissions and will easily migrate in a direction with no transmissions. So again, I ask, was Hurricane Helene's path and behavior just an act of nature, or was it engineered?
Whatever happened during Hurricane Helene, our own government is actively killing the victims of the flooding.
We're in Nashville, and I saw two Air Force helicopter 60s, and I knew there were PJs just looking at them. And I went up to them, like, hey, guys, like, what are y'all doing? And, like, this is what you need to be doing. This is how I'm finding people. And they're like, we can't go. We're waiting on Title 10 orders. And I'm like, what? They can't get any authority. There's military helicopters all over here sitting on the ground, and they can't do nothing. Even my JSOC boys in Fayetteville, they can't get orders to come out here. It is just the most disgusting thing, and they're killing these people. And I don't know why they're doing it. I don't know what kind of conspiracy. I've heard so many things, whatever you want to come up with, but they are literally allowing these people to fucking die in the mountains right now because we can't get helicopters.
Not only is the government standing down, they are stopping others from helping. And there are even reports that the confiscated donations are being delivered to sanctuary cities.
So I'm here in Boone, North Carolina. I'm at the staging area. I volunteered myself and my canines to come up and do some search and rescue efforts. Obviously, you see all my equipment. So we've been told to turn around and go the opposite direction, because what they're doing is they're confiscating everything. Like, they would confiscate all of my gear, my car, my dogs, like, literally everything. There are some people who have been tracking these FEMA agents and what they do with these supplies after. And these are people that are directly associated with the group that I'm volunteering with. And essentially what they're doing is they're taking these supplies to, sanctuary areas for illegal migrants, and giving it all to them.
An unmarked black helicopter was caught on camera deliberately causing thousands of dollars of damage to a donation and support center. The government is no longer trying to hide. They are now killing us out in the open. And the radical Marxists working at FEMA are not really concerned with most of the people.
LGBTQIA people and people who have been disadvantaged already are struggling. They already have their own things to deal with. So you add a disaster on top of that, it's just compounding on itself.
You know, the shift that we're seeing right now is a shift in emergency management from utilitarian principles, where everything is designed for the greatest good for the greatest amount of people, to disaster equity.
We the people point out that they are killing us, and they complain that it's hurtful.
What kind of impact has this had on the recovery effort?
It has a tremendous impact on the comfort level of our own employees to be able to go out there, but it's also demoralizing.
Right after the government says they don't have enough money for the American people stricken by the floods and that another storm is coming, they announce another $157 million to the people of Lebanon. Joe Biden makes another Freudian slip and says the government's response will be to increase the number and intensity of these extreme weather events.
Response is to increase the number and intensity of the extreme weather events, and beware, we're going to be use all the resources available to the government to do it.
And many are now saying that this is exactly what they did with Milton, which is now expected to be catastrophic. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
We'll be back to launch a full broadcast. Stay with us. Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean. But
there's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. Hours, 53 minutes, 19 seconds, the most important election in world history. It's Wednesday, October 9th, 2024. I am your embattled host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. We are 102 days, 23 hours, 52 minutes, 56 seconds until President Trump will be inaugurated on the south steps of the U.S. Capitol if we do our job and pray to God. All right, second hour, which is 53 minutes from now. Dane Whittington, who is the preeminent overall expert, testified to Congress, legislatures, decades studying weather manipulation, weather war, will be joining us. Now, Hurricane Milton was a Cat 5 again last night, slowed down to a Cat 4. That's 130, 140-mile-an-hour winds. It's been as high as 180 miles an hour. They're talking about it being a Cat 6, one of the biggest hurricanes ever seen in the Gulf of Mexico. And the behavior is very strange, how it's coming out of the west, going straight into the east to T-Bone, Tampa, Florida, and Sarasota, and Siesta Key to the south that was already really messed up bad by Helene. And the government since the 1960s, I showed you all the documents, the UN treaties, the congressional reports, all of it declassified in the 80s and 90s, certified they could create hurricanes, they could kill hurricanes, they could steer hurricanes, they could slow hurricanes, they could strengthen hurricanes. So bare minimum, they're not stopping these. And then you look at the government tracks from the Department of Energy and other agencies with known weather control jets. They don't even have the tail numbers and prop aircraft taking off and then going into these storms and doing the maneuvers you do when you're manipulating the storm. And what are the storms doing? They're getting stronger and they're acting strange. Then you have FEMA blocking aid. That's confirmed. Hiding $7 billion, giving $1 billion to illegals, shipping all the billions overseas. And now we've confirmed they are grabbing the food out of Walmarts in Tennessee, North Carolina, Georgia, and other areas, and not shipping it to the people hurt. They don't know where it's going. I'll tell you, it's going to the blue cities. That's all coming out. So the globalists are using weather weapons on key Republican strongholds. The evidence is overwhelming. All the evidence points towards that. Now, if you think our government was using weapons, which they admit, to flood the Ho Chi Minh Trail in the 60s, what do you think they're doing right now? And I have showed you the CIA reports, everything yesterday, They were talking in the 60s and 70s about how great this is as a weather weapon. So I'm going to be getting through all that this hour, all the details with Dane Whittington coming up in the second hour. I will then continue on and open the phones up from people in Florida, in Georgia, in Tennessee, in South Carolina, in North Carolina, and get your views and takes on the situation today. But this is so obvious what's going on. And then the mainstream corporate media, which is the dinosaur media, continues to say it's a conspiracy theory to talk about all of this and that there's no such thing as weather control. Out of one side of their mouth, they say it doesn't exist. Out of the other side, they say it does. And then you have China and Russia and Dubai and all these other countries since the 70s admitting they can control their weather. And they have weather control bureaus. So they're trying to keep us in the dark about this so we don't ever even have a debate about it. And the question is, how bad is this going to get? They're talking about a 10-foot storm surge at least. They're talking about, well, we broke this yesterday. It's when Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, who has the biggest church in Tampa, the river, and it's a big community center, you know, vocational training, farming. They've got a big farm outside town. He said that a bunch of the gas stations were out of gas, but then they went and checked one of his pastors, and you could pull it off and still pump. Why would they say that? Why was it still on? And now they're saying most of the gas stations are out of gas up and down that main corridor. What in the hell is going on? So we've got all of that news. And then we've got Kamala Harris on Stephen Colbert last night, who literally gets his talking points from the Democratic Party. He admits that. He's talked about it before. Saying F Donald Trump, and then, oh, look how normal she is. She drank a beer, and then she sheepishly drinks a beer. I mean, the woman is as fake as a $3 bill. And then we've got her, you know, saying, I'm new. I'm not like Biden, and I'm not like Trump. If you want change, go for me. I mean, it's just over the top cringe. And it just reminds us of how incredibly stupid she is. And she also got asked on the show, well, how are you different from Biden? And she said, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. And J.D. Vance said, well, I can't blame her. I don't think she can think off the top of her head. So this is very insulting that they obviously stole the election from Trump in 2020. But you can still try to deny that. But you can't deny, any way you slice it, it's admitted, that Kamala was appointed and got zero votes, and during the pre-primary polled at less than 2% with the general polls. They did black polls less than 1%. Black people absolutely hate this woman. They did find some idiot white people, I guess, that supported her at right at 2%, like 1.9. I mean, no one has ever polled that low. Remember, Rand Paul in the Republican debates in 2016 was polling at 6%. And I like Rand Paul. I think he's a great guy. And Trump said, you shouldn't even be on the stage. You're polling at 6%. This woman polls at a 0.9 with black people. And then she says she's black. I mean, it's insane. It's absolutely over the top bonkers town. And the big question is, why did 60 Minutes, which is heavily scripted and basically an organ of the government, the deep state, we'll play the clip in a moment. In fact, it's the first clip I want to play. I played it yesterday, but it's so big, I want to play it again. Says to her, well, this isn't how our country works. You didn't get any votes. And that's why people are upset with you. Now, the scientific polls have Trump 10 to 14 points ahead in all the battlegrounds. He's over 14 now. It was 14 a few days ago. Now it's 15 in Pennsylvania, which is the key of the keys. And the power structure is apoplectic right now. They don't know what to do because they want to steal it for her, but they need to convince you that she won. And again, we've interviewed all the experts. I'm an expert. We've got the numbers. On average, they can't bake in more than 10% fraud with the illegals, the dead people, people that have moved out of district, and, you know, the whole Zuckerberg $450 million database he got of all those people. And Texas and a bunch of other states via lawsuits have kicked over 8 million voters that aren't voters, illegals, dead people, and people that have moved out of district have been kicked off. Over 1.5 million in Texas now. It's like 300,000. It was 200,000 in Nevada. The new numbers are coming out all the time. Hundreds of thousands have been kicked off in Georgia that were mainly illegal aliens. And then I've got all these newscasts locally, and I've got people shooting their own videos at DMVs. You've heard callers on the show from New Jersey and places, and you look it up it's in the news, it's true. They're just giving illegals driver's license and then letting them vote with those driver's license. But it gets worse. In the state of Texas, the Secretary of State, and I have video of this, not just the Texas Tribune and the Houston Chronicle right here. They had a big, couple days ago, a big voting symposium at the state level with all the, you know, the county election officials there. A room full of hundreds and hundreds of people. And the Secretary of State, I'll play you the video, says, oh, we're it doesn't matter if somebody's got a driver's license from Germany or Mexico or Guatemala or Brazil. We're going to let them vote. I mean, it's video of it. And as I told you, you know this, I mean to tell you, this goes back a couple decades. They started this in like San Francisco and Chicago and Portland, but now it's Santa Fe and Houston. And I mean, it's all the blue cities. Like you think you live in a red state, but the cities are almost completely blue. And they, quote, go, well, the illegals can vote, just not the general elections or national elections. But almost every election is held in a general election or an off-year election. They're all held at the same time, local, state, federal. Every once in a while, there's a weird runoff, but I looked it up. Over 95% of elections in this country are held every 2 and 4 years all at the same time. Saves money. It's how you do it. So the illegals are voting, and they did Gallup poll a few months ago. There's a bunch of others. They polled illegal aliens, non-citizens, and 14% in a whole bunch of different polls, 14 kept showing up. Some were 10, some were 18. But on average, 14% of illegals said, yeah, we voted. So you got 25 million since Biden stole the election the last 4 years. And you got tens of millions before that. So it's conservatively 40 million illegals in this country. That's a very low number. And what's 14% of 40 million? I mean, Trump lost in the battleground states by less than 100,000 votes total. You add up Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia. I mean, he lost by less than 100,000 votes. And you're talking about millions and millions and millions and millions and millions. I'm not good at math off the top of my head. What's 14% of 40 million? That's just a dead record. 14% of 40 million. What is that? That's a lot of millions. That's an easy way to steal it. And that's just the illegals, not the left having their dead bomb vote. You know, that's the biggest Democrat recruiting drive is the cemetery. Jimmy Carter will be dead soon. They say they're kind of keeping him alive. He can't even talk so he can, quote, vote for Kamala. They wheel him around on TV. He looks like the Crypt Keeper. Feel sorry for him, but he'll be voting. He'll be voting forever as long as it's 6 million. So let's say there's 40 million. That's probably a low number. And 14% are saying they're voting. That's 6 million stolen votes. Wow. So there's a smattering of what we've got here. They're back in the news. Trump's a Russian agent with no evidence of it. Oh, because he's had many as 7 private phone calls, according to Bob Woodward of the CIA and Naval Intelligence. Oh, my God. He talked to me. talk to a foreign leader. It's all over. So they're back beating that insane drum. And when they do that, the deep state, it lets them use all this money to turn the CIA loose on the American people. That's why they put that out there. And that's why it's not just to try to convince people that Trump's a Russian agent. There's AP. Illegal voting by non-citizens is rare, yet Republicans are making it a major issue this election. Yeah, that's why Texas has pulled at least 1.5 million ineligible voters off the rolls the last few months in three different purges, and upwards of half of them were illegal aliens that were on the voting rolls. That's not rare, Associated Press. In fact, let's just play this clip first, and I'll get into 60 Minutes and why would they call out the elephant in the room? That's a big question because they're the mouthpiece of the establishment. Why would they point out that she's been selected and installed as the candidate? New Texas Secretary of State advisory allows non-citizens licenses as voter ID. A new advisory from the Texas Secretary of State's office dictates election workers to accept driver's license. It's not a law. In fact, it goes against the state law, but they don't care. A new advisory from the Texas Secretary of State's office directs election workers to accept driver's license issued to non-citizens as voter identification, even though state-issued training materials indicate they should not be accepted. And they're also reportedly accepting foreign driver's license. The advisory issued Tuesday afternoon also fails to mention that the naturalization certificates may be used for voter ID. Oh, naturalization documents. So it's admittedly not a citizen, and now they're making them police officers all over the country. Made news a few weeks ago in Minnesota, but it's been, I saw articles 15 years ago and 16 years ago, and of all places, New Mexico's hired a bunch of illegals and non-citizens, police, sheriff's department. The Texas Department of Public Safety does issue driver's licenses and personal identification cards to lawfully present non-citizens, but IDs are closely marked temporary visitor and limited term and expire for 1 year when the person's period of lawful presence expires. Christina Adams, Director of the Elections in the Texas Secretary of State's office, issued the election advisory. She first stated that Texas should not use this type of ID to participate in elections. It is possible for non-citizens who are previously issued a limited-term driver's license or ID card to simply become a naturalized citizen and then fail to obtain an update permanent driver's license. So she goes on to say, we will accept them. Maybe they'll accept something out of a Cracker Jack box. Go ahead and play the clip. Here it is.
What if somebody comes in and presents that DL that has limited on there? So we had actually never heard of one when somebody brought it to our attention a couple of months back. And we are on a weekly call, or bi-weekly call, with the Secretary of State's office. And so I asked, and it was actually the Director of Elections for the Secretary of State. And she said, yes, they are out there. They know they're out there. On the face of it, it's an indication this person is not a citizen. So the response from the Secretary of State's office is you have to vote them as a regular voter because, well, we're assuming this person was not a citizen when they got their driver's license, but became a naturalized citizen, registered to vote, and they still don't have their new driver's license.
We first got footage of this when Obama was in office at the border and at airports. We broke it, and people wouldn't believe it. No one would even pick it up. In fact, even other conservatives wouldn't pick up our stories about it, just showing it. And we got footage in South Texas and Austin and in New York, of all places. We just found out and questioned the people. And some of our reporters were able to speak Spanish and talk to them. And just illegal aliens, they just have a piece of paper, and they just show them a piece of paper with their name on it, and they just go wherever they want. And now that's all admitted. It's been all over the news the last 4 years. It's expanded under Biden, Harris. But citizens, oh my God, you gotta go through everything. And I've even been at the airport and seen the illegal aliens. They'll have whole groups of them. They just go around to the x-ray machine. They don't get put in the naked body scanner. That's slave training for you. Well, the border's wide open. They used 9/11 to set up the internal checkpoints. Now they're using COVID to expand it. And it's all about training you. The UN admits it. State Department admits it, to live in this new cashless society control grid. All right, I want to come back and get into Kamala and the fact that they raised the point on 60 Minutes, and now it's being raised everywhere that she was selected. They're doing that for a reason, and I've been thinking about the different reasons, and I'm usually sure about things. I've got my ideas. I want to just briefly play that, and then I'm going to move into all the other economic, political, military news, and then I'm going to shift gears into the latest on the hurricane set to crash into Florida this evening, the eye wall at 7 p.m., but the storm surge will be hitting them in the next 4 or 5 hours. And it's going to just dump trillions of gallons on Florida. This is going to be really bad. So, and all the evidence is being heavily manipulated, which they admit they can do. So the fact that they're not doing it means they're standing down, but obviously they are manipulating it. So that's all coming up. Let me just say this to the listeners. We're under major globalist attack. We're a key institution in the fight for human liberty. We've been very, very effective with the truth. Thanks for your support. I want to thank all of you for your past support, and I want you to understand this is a war. If you want to keep me in the fight, even if they shut down InfoWars on November 13th, if we don't get Patriot buyers, we have people that are planning to bid, but they may get outbid. Regardless, we need to have our sponsors geared up and funded to keep this operation one way or the other on air. We'll be in a different studio. I'll leave it at that. It takes money to fight that war, so we sell you great products that will empower you and your family. If you go to our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, they've added over 100 amazing T-shirts, ball caps, hoodies with some of the best designs out there. Whatever you're looking for, it's there. It's a total adventure to wear one of these T-shirts or ball caps. You will get almost nothing but love, even in blue areas, in my experience. It's like being Alex Jones. If you're a private person, that's great. You don't experience how much love there is for liberty now and how awake people are. You wear a Gadsden flag shirt. You wear an Alex Jones shirt. You wear a Donald Trump shirt. You wear an anti-globalist shirt. It is an experience. You might get, you know, yelled at every once in a while, but it's amazing, and it supports the broadcast. So go to thealexjonesstore.com. Now, our great sponsor is only going to bring you the best supplements. That's why they've just got two great supplements available there right now. Optimal Human, that is next level super green food with 90 ingredients. It's way better than Athletic Greens. That's great, and it's less expensive, even though there's more of it, and it's higher quality. If you want to do something for your body, so your body absorbs everything, get Optimal Human right there at thealexjonesstore.com. And they got a decent run of the gummies that are the CMOS that has the next level iodine in it and all the other key cofactors that's so incredible for your immune system, your brain, the antioxidant. There's just CMOS been the hottest thing for years. This is some of the best CMOS out there, one of the top suppliers that allowed them to private label it. It's still in stock, but soon it won't be. They've already put an advisory up that, hey, you know, you might not get this for a few weeks. Well, the truth is it's going to sell out by tomorrow. They have a whole bunch coming next week, so they just put that up there. But if you order it now, you'll get it very, very quickly. If you order it in a few days, you'll get it in a week and a half or so because it comes in next week. And then it takes a few days to get to you. But it supports the broadcast regardless, so get in there and get it. I want to thank everybody for their support. Ultimate CMOS at thealexjonesstore.com. But regardless, it's just important that you support the broadcast. Plus, you get great products, so thank you. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. And if you want to make a donation to the Legal Defense Fund that's vital, go to realalexjones.com. I can't do it without you. Realalexjones.com. Please take action. We'll be right back.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing mobilizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this t-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser t-shirt now. Get yours now.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Came on air 30 minutes ago, and I said that I was going to mention a lot of the news coming up, but I didn't mention something, you know, way bigger than the hurricane, way bigger in the loss of life than this hurricane or the last one's going to be able to cause, though these are tragic, and it's definitely there to disrupt the election. The Democrats have bragged about that, Axelrod and others. And there's been so many studies on this that if I say hundreds, that's not true. It's more than that. There are studies, a whole bunch in Singapore, a whole bunch in Japan, a whole bunch in Germany, and every country. There are government studies. The FDA predicted in October of 2020, months before the poison shots rolled out, that it would cause myocarditis, particularly in children, and that it would cause blood clots and everything else that happened. And I've got that document. I'll show you again. But yesterday, a British government-funded study, the largest done since the poison shots rolled out 4 years ago, was done with over 1.7 million children who took the shots and didn't take the shots. So this is a major study led by Oxford's medical team with six other universities. I've got it right here. And do you know what they found? And I'm going to cover it. None of the children that didn't take the shots have any health problems, any heart problems. Everyone that got sick or had blood clots or heart swelling, myocarditis, everyone that got sick, everyone that died took the shots. And the more you take, the more you die. It literally colonizes your body and kills you. It grows. It's a nanotech. It's a prion. It's a protein crystal of the freaking HIV spike protein. Can't make this up. I can play you newscasts from 3-4 years ago with scientists going, well, we use part of the HIV virus in it, and that's what it does. And that's what the AstraZeneca and J&J did, too, not just Moderna and Pfizer. The virus vector ones make your body create it. I mean, an idiot can look at that and tell you it's going to hurt you and that it's not going to protect you and that it's going to attack your immune system. So I'm going to get into that before the hour ends. It's kind of a big deal. And I posted it on my X. It's posted up at Infowars.com. Study of 1.7 million children. Heart damage only found in COVID-vaxxed children. And I have the study. Right here. Oxford. British government funded study. Might want to read it. Might want to see it for yourself. Might want to understand what's happening. So the insurance actuaries are clear. The scientists and number crunchers that look at it, the statisticians argue and debate all day, but it's between 25 and 35 million dead people from the shots. All right, we're going to be getting into that coming up. So take that as a yardstick. And by the way, this study, according to the experts that I've talked to, is a whitewash. It's much worse than they're saying. And just understand who we're dealing with, because the University of Texas at Galveston and the University of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, in 2014, Obama funded a national directive to give gain of function to a SARS COVID virus. And it was a big scandal in the news in 2015 as a bunch of scientists went public and said they shouldn't be doing this. They're trying to create airborne really bad stuff that could kill a lot of people. So they moved it to Wuhan. Then the Pentagon started making the, quote, vaccine to counter what they'd made that wasn't a vaccine that has a spike protein of HIV added to it and orders your body to make that. So I said I'd cover it. I'm kind of covering it now. It's just, come on, people. And then, of course, they want me off the air. Because we covered this, we covered it first. I was on the air in February, early February of 2020, when no one knew what was going on, getting top scientists, top lawyers, the guy that wrote the U.S. biological and chemical weapons laws, the guy that helped write the U.N. World Treaty, Francis Boyle. And he laid it all out then. This is biological warfare, gain of function, here's where they made it, here's where they did it, Chapel Hill, University of Texas, Rice University was involved, Houston. And we have them. And then they even in the fine print on the FDA website said, yeah, this is going to cause all this. I'm going to show you that document. I've probably shown it 1,000 times or more here. I'll show it again. And then they call this misinformation. They never counter what we say. Like, it's misinformation that I want to ban fracking, Kamala said. And you have 50 clips for saying ban fracking. It's misinformation I want to ban semi-autos. 50 clips, 100 clips for saying ban semi-autos. They just lie. And now she's like, if you don't like the last 4 years, vote for me. Again on 60 Minutes and again on Colbert. And anyone with the logic of a doornail, with the brain cells of a rock, would be able to look at that and say, this is horse crap. And then she doesn't get one vote. So for the first time in 250 years of America, of our republic, she's selected as the nominee. I mean, they selected Gerald Ford when they took Nixon out, but then he had to go to the primaries and narrowly won it. So they're normalizing. And, you know, that's why 60 Minutes knows they have no credibility. They're trying to claw it back. That's why even CNN, even ABC News has said, yeah, this has never happened before. This is kind of un-American, and people are concerned that, you know, she wasn't. She didn't get any votes. She wasn't in the primary. And then she responds on both these shows, well, my family, you know, I'm a really good person, and I love America, and I was vice president for 4 years, and I've traveled the country. I mean, the word salads are insane. Now, that said, 60 Minutes has been doing some 1984 memory holing. We'll play that clip coming up, too, in a moment. And they went in when she did that weird babbling word salad. Well, Israel's not doing what the U.S. says. Netanyahu's not listening to you. And then she just goes on incoherently. They edited it together to make it sound coherent. So they took like a 30-second babbling incoherence, and then they put out a little short clip that sounds decisive. So what's, and 60 Minutes did that. CBS did that. So let's play the clip where they point out that she had a coup, her controllers had a coup over Biden. And then we'll go to the clip that they've now have put out. They took down their old clip off their website, CBSnews.com, and they put up this new one where they've edited it where she sounds decisive. So here it is.
Order. Of registered voters still say they don't know you. They don't know what makes you tick. And why do you think that is? What's the disconnect?
It's an election, Bill. And I take it seriously that I have to earn everyone's vote. This is an election for president of the United States. No one should be able to take for granted that they can just declare themselves a candidate and automatically receive support. You have to earn it. And that's what I intend to do.
Let me tell you what your critics and the columnists say.
Okay.
They say that the reason so many voters don't know you is that you have changed your position on so many things. You were against fracking. Now you're for it. You supported looser immigration policies. Now you're tightening them up. You were for Medicare for all. Now you're not. So many that people don't truly know what you believe or what you stand for. And I know you've heard that.
In the last 4 years, I have been vice president of the United States. And I have been traveling our country. And I have been listening to folks and seeking what is possible in terms of common ground. I believe in building consensus. We are a diverse people, geographically, regionally, in terms of where we are in our backgrounds. And what the American people do want is that we have leaders who can build consensus, where we can figure out compromise and understand it's not a bad thing, as long as you don't compromise your values, to find common sense solutions. And that has been my approach.
And she just has the same mindless answers that have nothing to do with, well, you didn't earn your nomination. Well, I am going to earn it. Well, it's already in the past. You were given it. You had a coup. Here's the clip of what she actually said, babbling about Israel, and then here's how they edited it down. Here it is.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
We're not going to stop pursuing what is necessary for the United States to be clear about where we stand on the need for this war to end.
Wow. And then we've got Colbert last night says, what change will you bring? And she says, I'm not Biden, I'm not Trump. And then, like she's a space alien trying to prove she's a good human, she does the ritual of drinking the beer. And if you remember Pocahontas, Senator Warren did this, and she takes the bottle opener and the bottle top just falls off, kind of like Caddyshack. Because they were afraid she didn't even know how to open a beer. And she goes, beer. I mean, it's like, look, I'm human. You can trust me. Give me the nuke codes. I'm your friend. Here is Colbert.
Polling shows that a lot of people, especially independent voters, really want this to be a change election.
Mm-hmm.
And that they tend to break for you in terms of thinking about change.
Mm-hmm.
You are a member of the present administration.
Mm-hmm.
Under a Harris administration, what would the major changes be and what would stay the same?
Sure. Well, I mean, I'm obviously not Joe Biden.
I know.
And so that would be one change in terms of...
Yes.
But also, I think it's important to say with, 28 days to go, I'm not Donald Trump. And so when we think about the significance of what this next generation of leadership looks like, were I to be elected president, it is about, frankly, I love the American people and I believe in our country. I love that it is our character and nature to be an ambitious people. You know, we have aspirations. We have dreams. We have incredible work ethic. And I just believe that we can create and build upon the success we've achieved in a way that we continue to grow opportunity and in that way grow the strength of our nation.
And then she was instrumental in passing a law to turn 86,000 IRS agents loose on poor workers and waitresses. Now, if you think that was cringeworthy, somebody should take that video and add like San Francisco and Baltimore and Blue City, just hell, the feces, the needles, the drugged out people over. Well, she's talking about opportunity and how much they love us and how much the Democrats care about us. I mean, if you want to be in a depression, you want them to cut your energy off and you love inflation, well, then she's for you. Now, here she is with a beer. And if you're a radio listener, you're not seeing this, so I'll describe it, but she hands him the beer, or he hands her the beer, and she acts like she's been handed a rattlesnake. And then she drinks it and looks like she just drank turpentine. And she's so plastic. She's so mechanical, like Elizabeth Warren. And she's like, look, we drink beer. Hi, we're normal. We're like you. Look, it's like Chuck E. Schumer. Look, I've never been in the backyard, but my daughter's wife has a house now, and we're cooking on the grill. Look, and he's serving raw hamburger patties with unmelted cheese on it. Maybe they are space aliens or something. I'm actually starting to think David Icke's right, and maybe they've got like a force field shield. They look like a person, but they're not, like they live or something. I'm not literally saying that. I'm just saying, what's going on here? Here's your raw hamburger. And Beto O'Rourke once put out photos of basically raw hamburger meat on bagels. What? You're serving it on a bagel with broccoli as the lettuce? I mean, it's like, in the Battle of the Bulge in World War II, when U.S. Allied forces were starting to get into Germany, they had a lot of German soldiers that had been trained, and some of them had been raised in the U.S. that were good at speaking English. But they actually briefed the troops and said, if somebody comes up to you, ask them how much fuel they've got. And if they say petrol, get your guns up and you know, get them down on the ground or shoot them. And they caught a bunch of the Germans with the petrol question. Or they'd say, hey, you need gas? They wouldn't know what that was. Need gas? You mean petrol? Boom, you're German. Got him. They would also ask him, hey, who won the World Series last year? You look this up. They gave him little briefing cards. Ask him about the World Series. Ask him if they've got any gas. If they respond back, what's that? You got him. And they got him. These people can't cook a hamburger. These people act like drinking a beer is they're like eating a dead rat or something. I mean, these are weirdos, folks. These are real weirdos. Here she is acting like the beer is poison.
When you first became the nominee and named Tim Walz as your vice president nominee, people were calling it the vibe election. Everybody, all the vibes were all good. But elections, I think, are won on vibes because one of the old saws is they just want somebody they can have a beer with.
Uh-huh.
So would you like to have a beer with me so I can tell people what that's like? Okay. This was... Now, we asked ahead of time, because I can't just be given a drink to the Vice President of the United States without asking. You asked for Miller High Life. You were at Miller High Life. I'm just curious.
Okay, the last time I had beer was at a baseball game with Doug. So,
okay, so cheers.
Okay,
there
cheers.
You there you go. Ooh. That
yep.
tastes like the beautiful city of Milwaukee,
the
Wisconsin.
Champagne of beers.
There you go.
And then more of the fake laughs. So let's unpack this. And they basically tell you right there what's going on. He says, oh, you asked for Miller Lite. So they sat around in focus groups. Hey, she doesn't look human. She doesn't look relatable. Let's get her to drink a beer. Let's show, you know, the humans that you know, we eat hamburgers. We drink beer. We're like them. You're a common person. And they well, what beer? Well, we don't want to use Bud Light because, you know, that controversy. Miller Light, you know, even in Ghostbusters, Bill Murray says, it's Miller time. And then they have guaranteed a whole script. She probably scripted that four or five times. She probably, like, I know, they rehearsed it. You know, they were, look, I've got a beer here. Would you drink a beer? I mean, you asked for this. First, like, would you? Oh, it's a surprise. You know, we had a meeting about this. This is the beer you wanted. Are you ready for the beer? Oh, yes, I'm ready for the beer. You know, beep, 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 beep. My planet says this is not good for me to drink. She obviously likes to drink. She's like, is that vodka? And I know I'm harping on this with all this serious news with HARP and the rest of it, creating these hurricanes and steering them, pun intended. But this is important, folks. This is a big deal. Because it goes to their authenticity. Do we have the Ghostbusters clip? All right. Pull the Ghostbusters up very quickly because we didn't pre-plan this. I just figured they'd hear me and do it. They did. It's Miller time. Here it is.
We have the tools. We have the talent. It's Miller time.
It's Miller time. I mean... You know, they went, what's a good American beer? Well, it's not Bud Light. Well, Miller time. I bet they even said, like Ghostbusters, said, yeah, it's Miller time. You know, the union workers are like, oh, she had a Miller beer. She just like me, Kamala. She had a Miller.
Chuckie Schumer, here's a raw hamburger.
Oh, my God. I'm going to stop right there. All right, I have massive news. Dane Whittington, the head of Geoengineering Watch, is joining us. We're going to cover Milton and Helene and all of what's happening and the fact that he concurs with me, and he's been briefing legislatures on these hurricanes, that they control them, they can control them. Bare minimum, they didn't kill them. They could have killed the hurricanes. They didn't. Instead, we have all the evidence. They're souping them up. He's got the documents. He's got the videos. He's got the information. It's all coming up next hour. And remember, this is a participation sport. You're not spectators. When you decide to go to Infowars.com/show and share that link on your email, your text message, say, hey, the forbidden information is breaking right now. They don't want you to know. The system fights like the devil to try to stop this information getting out. Realize that, because they're not invincible. The propaganda wouldn't be necessary if the situation was hopeless. And go to Real Alex Jones on X. If you're not on X, go get on there. It's where the fight's at. And share the live show feed like your future depends on it, because it does. Real Alex Jones, at Real Alex Jones on X. That's not the URL, realalexjones.com. That takes you to the Legal Defense Fund fundraiser. And share the live feeds right now at Real Alex Jones, Infowars.com/show with our own feeds, and man.video with our own feeds as well. It's an information war. I salute all of you that have been sharing the links. I'm asking everybody else that aren't, what are you doing? And tell those you share it with, tell them to share it, and tell those they share it with to share it, and that creates the what? The chain reaction. That's victory. Your action's everything. We're doing the documents. We've got the reports. We're taking on the enemy. We're getting attacked to be here. Let's maximize the effect. We can be shut down by November 13th. People go to the Legal Defense Fund. We raise, you know, $200,000 the first 2 days, and then it went through. Because people go see that number, they go, well, that's a lot of money. He can do his legal thing. This isn't like you're getting a divorce, you know, and it's contested and it costs $280,000 over a year. I'm taking on the Democratic Party and the deep state, my past bills, because I was came out of bankruptcy. They take anything you've got, cost that amount of money. So I'm up to even Steven now, and I've got the Democratic Party, literal law firm, same one suing Trump, Giuliani, all of them. They've filed suits in Austin trying to shut us down in federal court, and they've got no cases. We're going to beat them, but we got to have the money to engage them. So, I mean, I'm at law offices at 7 o'clock at night, you know, green lighting all this. I'm fighting hard. All I need's money, and I won't give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. RealAlexJones.com, RealAlexJones.com. I want to thank those that donated. Love reading the comments of the donators. I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. RealAlexJones.com. And regardless of what happens to InfoWars, if you want to support our sponsors that are going to support us staying on air, getting enough money in to keep the crew here and the reporters and the great work we're doing so we don't miss a step, plus you get great t-shirts, ball caps, and amazing supplements like the new concentrated CMOS gummies with the ultimate quality iodine, trace elements, minerals, everything, the superfoods, superfoods, get ultimate CMOS and also Optimal Human, the ultimate green drink, super high quality, way better than the best brands out there, next level for a lower price. Optimal Human and Ultimate CMOS at the alexjonesstore.com and all the t-shirts and more. So that's two critical places to go, the alexjonesstore.com and realalexjones.com to donate. Please take action now, because you are funding everything we're about to expose and the new British government study, 1.7 million kids studied. All the problems are in the kids that took shots.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
We take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWars FemaReagentStore.com and get it now, because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Back my bullets. All right, we're going to join a bunch of stations in 6 minutes. Dane Whittington, the head of Geoengineering Watch, is about to join us. Lawmakers briefed on weather modification tech conclude Hurricane Helena and DOD link weather weapon deployed against American people. And now with Milton barreling in, it's going to be unprecedented devastation. They're saying probably way worse than Katrina. It's all coming up when we join 300 plus radio stations that join us at 6 after for the balance of the hour. But remember, InfoWars is under attack. We can only do it with your support. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have only been excited about a supplement product this much, and all our products are great, a few times in the last couple decades. This is so game-changing, and we knew about this years ago, but I wanted to wait until we were able to get you the very best. And our sponsor, the great folks at Bigly, have come out with Ultimate Sea Moss. Now, this particular type of sea moss has been all the rage for years. And we got it from one of the top companies in the nation that let us private label it. They're top rated. This is a concentrate of a sea moss that doesn't just have this special type of bioavailable iodine, but all these other vitamins and minerals and then trace elements. So it's the way the sea moss produces and grows this that makes it probably the top superfood in the world right now. So you're supporting the broadcast, you're getting a top sea moss, and of course you're empowering your body, your immune system, and so much more. Now the big one is the iodine. The type of iodine in this is extremely bioavailable, and then again it has all these other vitamins and minerals and trace elements and things that are connected to it. Your whole metabolic system. Then it works for your immune system. I've got a whole giant list here. Boosts energy levels, improves mental health, supports joint and muscle health, improves skin health, promotes healthy digestion, boosts immune system, supports thyroid health, and it's rich in nutrients. It's got it all. A, C, K, iron, iodine, it's potassium, magnesium, and just a whole bunch of wild stuff. Because if you just get normal vitamins, they're synthetic and don't work very well. Even if you get organic, but they're not naturally produced in a plant, whereas they're connected to all these other cofactors, it just doesn't have the effect. This has it all. This type of sea moss is amazing. When you go to the AlexJonesStore.com, you're also ensuring that even if InfoWars gets shut down on November 13th, which it could, it's all in the news if you missed it, we will continue on with great sponsors like the AlexJonesStore.com. So it's a win-win. Get a great product at a great price. It's 40% off, by the way. Support the broadcast one way or another. It's up to you whether we're able to do this. So we try to bring you great products that you're going to love so you want to reorder them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and get Ultimate Sea Moss today. And while you're there, there are now over 100 awesome t-shirt, hoodie, ball cap designs, and more at the AlexJonesStore.com that have these powerful messages that spread the word of liberty. It helps you meet like-minded people. And again, it's a major sponsor that's going to be critical for me staying on the air one way or another. So we're doing a fundraiser right now through our sponsors to ensure that the globalists that are so desperate to silence us when President Trump is president-elect, or if Kamala steals it, that they are pulling out all the stops to get us off the air. So I try to make it a win-win. You get a great product at a great price, and you keep us on the air. Now, it's 40% off for one bottle right now. 40% off for one bottle. It's over 40% when you get two and even more when you get three. So check it out. This is a heavy bottle. It is just filled with these bad boys. I'll show people an overhead shot of this. And you take one or two a day of these and it just does incredible things for your whole body. Trust me. Get it. Just like our information's game changing and tomorrow's is today, this is probably the ultimate superfood out there from one of the best sources, and it supports the broadcast, A360Win. So get the hoodies, get the t-shirts, check out all the new great designs. New ones being added daily. Get Ultimate Sea Moss. Check out some of the other amazing supplements while you're there at thealexjonesstore.com, and then we're going to be able to stay on air in the face of the New World Order. It's amazing. Take action now. Ultimate Sea Moss, 40% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Either with the Republic or against it. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Milton is set to slam into Florida and continue to be a hurricane as it goes from the west to the east. They're saying one of the worst hurricanes ever. Dane Whittington has been coming on my broadcast for over 20 years. And, of course, he had his background in solar energy and in working with Bechtel Power Corporation and also advising legislatures, governments, you name it. He's a filmmaker, author, geoengineeringwatch.org. He's the head of that, the preeminent group that goes with the science and the facts. So we can talk about the history of weather control and weather weapons, what's currently happening, look at these two storms. The Democrats admitting it's going to disrupt Republican areas from voting. That's magically where it's all hitting. Both of these storms, geoengineeringwatch.org. Also, the big news broke in the last 2 days. Breaking: lawmakers briefed on weather modification tech conclude hurricanes, DOD-linked weather weapon deployed against American people. We're going to be talking to him about all of this here in just a moment. But first, I want to play a few clips of him recently talking about this. Here's the first one.
The question here is, how does this hurricane's path differ from others that we've seen? I've already had a lot of people call me from the Asheville area, talk specifically about the horrendous damage, and many of them pointed out that that is not Hurricane Alley, per se. It's not an area that normally attracts storms. Can you help us understand this?
Well, the bottom line is it was directed there, as the transmission recordings clearly show. They kept that moisture corralled there to deluge in the same location. So, again, these are patented technologies, and the fact that we have the entire so-called meteorological community denying that this is going on to protect their paychecks and pensions is absolutely criminal at this point. We know we have private defense contractors that are neck deep in the patents that manipulate these storms, Raytheon, Lockheed Martin. We know those two in particular do the weather modeling for the nation's weathermen, National Weather Service and NOAA. Again, both agencies have an illegal federal gag order on them. So at this point, this is an emperor has no clothes moment. That's the best description I can give for something that is so blatantly obvious and inarguable, can only be considered weather warfare at this point. And the fact that, again, the so-called science community is denying this manipulation is criminal. It's absolutely criminal, Colonel Grego.
Here's one more clip of him specifically talking about Helene. Then we'll get into Milton. He can go wherever he wants with this. But it's a fact that they have the power to kill these hurricanes. They're bare minimum not doing that.
which is an action in and of itself. They're in control of it by not blocking it, but clearly there's evidence with these flight paths and things that is being manipulated. We'll talk about how they're able to do that and more of them in a moment. But there's one more clip.
If you can do so, could you tell us about some of your recent discussions, conversations, briefings that you've had with political leaders from the states in question that have asked you what you think? First of all, what did they specifically ask you, if you can tell us, and how did they respond to your answers?
Yes, Colonel McGregor, I had an hour conference call yesterday with the representatives and senators from the Carolinas, and we presented the data to them to answer their questions about how this manipulation occurs. They realized this was not a natural event. They're trying to digest the fact that their states were literally under assault from weather modification operations that are clearly connected with DOD operations, and we can speculate again on the agendas and objectives being carried out, but the fact that the storm was manipulated is absolutely inarguable. We know that technology to stop these rotations from even occurring has existed for decades with the manipulation of atmospheric pressure zones. HAARP in Alaska is one example many people are familiar with. That's an ionosphere heater. That's a weapon of mass destruction, period. It can cause an electrical chain reaction in the ionosphere, which heats it to extraordinarily high temperatures, which causes the atmosphere to bulge up and down. The downward push creates a high pressure dome that can steer the jet stream. And the same type of manipulation can create low pressure zones. When they have this type of power over the climate system, they can make or break these storms anytime they want. And again, what we see now is storms kept weaker as they're over the ocean because they're harder to steer until they reach the land-based network of transmitters. And then we have, Colonel McGregor, rapid intensification. You've heard that term probably a lot lately because that's how they manipulate these storms. And again, we have Acapulco last October being the extreme example of rapid intensification. An insignificant low pressure system developed into the strongest Cat 5 hurricane to ever hit that part of the world in less than 24 hours, laid waste to Acapulco. And by the way, Hurricane John, which just hit Acapulco again as Hurricane Helene was wreaking havoc in the Carolinas, not many people know that. So Acapulco just got dealt another blow. So again, how many agendas and objectives are being carried out when we know they can manipulate these storms and we know they can make or break them anytime they want? And again, I bring up the oil infrastructure in the Gulf of Mexico that seems to magically miss any sort of damaging storm again and again and again. While the storms wreak havoc inland and on shorelines, it's not a coincidence. They have that much sway over the storm.
Now, let's be 100% clear, and we'll go to our guest and give him the floor. We have the CIA director, 2015-16, in speeches saying, we can do this, we've been doing it, but we don't want to tell the public about it because of lawsuits. So it's going on. We have the leading expert, Dane Whittington, on with us, geoengineeringwatch.org, right now. There's so many places to start, so many places to go here. So, Dane, I'm just going to give you the floor here to go where you think first. Dane, thanks for joining us.
Alex, good to be with you again, brother. Thank you for always staying the course in this fight on so many fronts. The American public and elected officials are beginning to wake up to the fact that the covert weather warfare assault has been waged for decades against them. In regards to Hurricane Milton and the method with which these storms have been manipulated, the spawning is a separate issue, the spawning of the storms. But what we can say definitively is they are steering these storms. And Milton took, we believe, an unexpected jog toward the southeast, toward the Yucatan Peninsula, where a massive transmitter in Cancun nudged it back on course. And we recorded those transmissions as well. It spun up to, we believe, earlier than they had scheduled it to. It spun up to the strong Cat 5 that we saw, again, making it much more difficult to manipulate. So it may have gone off course a bit from where it was scheduled to go. They're more difficult to control the stronger the storm is, especially over the ocean. Once it reaches land, we have the NEXRAD network that is more capable of steering these storms. And again, these are patented technologies. So whatever agendas and objectives, again, there may be about this storm, where it's scheduled to make landfall, we can speculate about, again, all those agendas and objectives. There's likely many. The screen you're showing right there, Hurricane Helene,
and the next rad transmissions that have a repelling effect on the storm. That's again what happened in Cancun as the storm went southeast, and we believe that wasn't part of their original agenda, that it went off course a bit, and the transmitter in Cancun, very powerful transmitter, pushed it back. And again, we recorded those transmissions as well. So bottom line is these storms are being steered, period. If we go all the way back to 1947, Alex, I know you know this, many of your listeners do as well, but Project Cirrus, the U.S. military's initial onset of manipulating hurricanes, how far have they come since then? And again, for people to deny climate engineering at this point is absolutely ludicrous. And we know even Project Popeye in Vietnam in the 60s, historical record, U.S. military is so effective at controlling precipitation over that country that by the mid-70s, we have international treaties forbidding weather modification in wartime, not that anybody pays attention to those. So, Alex, this is nothing short of weather warfare, period.
And then we have the fake environmentalists making everything about carbon dioxide, not atrazine and nuclear reactors melting down, saying, oh, the weather's getting worse because you're not paying your carbon tax, literally terrorizing people with this. And we have all the CIA reports going back to the 60s, 70s, 80s admitting all of this. I showed them yesterday. While you talk, I'll show some of the documents. People can just type in the headline from the document and then pull it up themselves. It's at CIA.gov. It's at the Congress's website. We're talking about a fact here. I interviewed Ben Livingston, one of the first guys to be involved in this. And I remember I was attacking HAARP and having Dr. Nick Begich on in 2000. And in 2006, we get a call from an Air Force colonel at HAARP. And he said the director of HAARP would like to come on. That interview's out there. And the guy came on and said, yeah, we can control the weather. We can even ignite the atmosphere, but big deal, it's not bad. So they admit all this, and we have the patents. But then at one level, the CIA head goes on C-SPAN and admits it all. But then you and I talk about it, we get attacked, and they say we're crazy. But meanwhile, places like Dubai, for decades, admit they control their weather and can use Doppler radar to create rain or to steer storms. Why don't you explain to people how Doppler radar is able to manipulate and energize the atmosphere and steer these storms?
Well, again, it has a repelling effect, and that is extraordinarily visible from the NEXRAD transmissions that we are recording. And we recorded for Hurricane Harvey, Ian, Maria, Michael, again and again and again. And you don't need to know anything about meteorology to see visibly the effect of these transmissions on the storms. If we go to Dubai, as thank you for mentioning that, is it just a coincidence that days after Dubai announced it was going to ditch the dollar, they get deluged with 2 years worth of rain in, I think, 6 hours? Is that just a coincidence? And we see this sort of scenario over and over and over. And again, when these technologies have existed for so long, and as a matter of historical record, and we have somewhat over 200 patents at this point right now existing, the denial of this is criminal. And we would argue at geoengineeringwatch.org that everybody either actively or passively participating in these crimes, be it an elected official or media or a so-called weather expert that is participating in the cover-up of these crimes, does that not make them also culpable? So at geoengineeringwatch.org, we are trying to make known who's authoring articles. For example, a recent article from the New York Times, Alex, from Christopher Flavel, who did his best to marginalize this incredibly dire issue. He referred to the interview exchange I did with Robert F. Kennedy and tried to mock and marginalize that. These people are increasingly desperate to mask what can't be hidden for much longer. And that's what I would encourage those trying to share this most dire issue and the ridicule and resistance they get from family and friends. Know that this issue will be exposed. You can't hide this. You can't put it in the rearview mirror. It's getting bigger and more ominous in front of the windshield every day. They're becoming more bold with their weather warfare actions because the public so far hasn't responded. Even when you have a hurricane like Helene, that again, there could be various objectives there. The Piedmont lithium mine in Piedmont in North Carolina, hemorrhaging hundreds of millions of dollars with DOD contracts coming due for that lithium, the owners, landowners being a roadblock for them, and now those landowners have been washed away, literally. So again,
and Dave, let me stop you because thinking about you coming on the show yesterday, I meant to ask that question up front. So thank you for bringing up the most important point in my view. And let me just stop here, and I want you to really take your time answering this. You are, hands down, the last 25 years, the leading organization group, the scientists and others testifying to, you know, legislatures, Congress, you name it, exposing the real documents, the real admissions of this thing hiding in plain view. I am seeing explosive awakening to this in the last few years, and it's really at a crescendo now everywhere. People on the street, family, dominating social media, videos with hundreds of millions of views, just all over the place, talking about this. And so you've been hammering away at this. I've been hammering away. So many others have. And it got some traction. It's such a key issue. But now it's really broken into the consciousness. Can you speak to what's happening in your statement that they can't hold this back anymore, the storm of awakening?
Certainly, Alex. You and InfoWars have been so pivotal and key in helping to blow this issue out into the open. Your voice is heard around the world. InfoWars is known around the world. And at geoengineeringwatch.org, we're immensely grateful to you and InfoWars for your help with sounding the alarm on this issue. And because of the damage being done by these operations that is manifesting every single day in the DOD response to this, and I don't mean to implicate just the U.S. DOD. We have governments around the globe colluding and cooperating with this issue. In fact, so much so that we know we have historical records of Soviet climate modification scientists touring the U.S. at the height of the Cold War in the 60s, and our scientists going there. So whatever the surface tensions are between these nations, they have definitely been colluding and cooperating on climate engineering operations. So the bottom line, and what's on the screen now, I want to explain that quickly. These are localized, quote, weather modification operations that are designed as a smokescreen to mask the unfathomably larger climate intervention operation. So picture whatever particulate matter is going up on that screen, right? That's shown right now, you might have a few grams of material floating into the sky. Compare that with the KC-135 military tanker that's dumping 100 tons of toxic nanoparticles in one payload. So again, we have a power structure that's tried to mask the climate engineering operations with, quote, weather modification operations that are publicized, that are known, the single engine propeller driven aircraft many times, Alex, with a few flares on the wings that might drop, in that case, 5 kilos of material into the sky. Again, compare that with a KC-135 that will dump 100 tons in a single payload. In fact, Alex, we've extrapolated, I'll leave with this, but we've extrapolated based on our testing at geoengineeringwatch.org, and we took a NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, flying lab to altitude, which no private party will ever get access to again. That was a set of extenuating circumstances and great expense for us. But we took that to altitude with top scientists. It's all in the dimming documentary. We sampled what heavy aircraft were emitting. We processed that at Rensselaer Polytechnic in New York, world-renowned lab, found what we knew we would find, starting with aluminum nanoparticles. So working with University of Minnesota with hundreds of lab tests, we have extrapolated what the likely global dispersion of these elements is, and that's about 40 to 60 million tons annually. So is it any wonder, Alex, that every other commercial on TV is asthma this, COPD that, respiratory everything? And yes, there's pollution. We recognize that. We're not denying that. But when you have this intentional dumping of nanoparticles that are extremely inflammatory to the respiratory systems of toxic elements, aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese, polymer fibers, surfactants, there's HARP that you're showing now. And that HARP is an ionosphere heater. It's directional. They can bounce that signal off the atmosphere and bring it down in places over a great spectrum.
The director told me on air at the time they can ignite the atmosphere. It's so powerful.
Yeah, I've heard him say that, and we can't know the totality of their capability. What HARP does transmits 3.6 million watts of power into the electrically charged ionosphere, causes an electrical chain reaction, which superheats that layer of the atmosphere and causes the atmosphere to expand up and down. Alex, you've probably heard the term heat dome, high pressure heat dome, a lot lately. We hear the meteorologists saying it all the time, right? So that's what you get from an ionosphere heater. A high pressure heat dome, that compressing air, and we're experiencing that in the West Coast right now. It's like living in hell. Temperatures never cool down day or night, and you have very little air movement under that heat dome. and they can circulate the jet stream in a clockwise manner around that heat dome in the northern hemisphere and direct it back down to other locations. So the degree to which the climate system has been derailed by these operations is total at this point.
Now, expanding on my question about the level of the awakening you're seeing, I appreciate the credit to us, but we're all in this together, and people are interested in the general public. Why do you think you're seeing such a mass awakening, A, and then B, just like the Manhattan Project went on for 4 or 5 years, they kept it totally secret, hundreds of thousands of people working on it. Well, we know there's all these other big projects, and we have all the CIA documents I showed them yesterday. They're admitting it was a giant secret project starting in the 60s. It even went back to 47, but officially in the 60s, going into full scale, saying it was their most important project in documents I showed yesterday. And so we're trying to expose this thing much bigger than the Manhattan Project that's hidden in plain view. So can you speak to both those questions?
Yeah, the way you frame that is exactly correct. Exactly correct. And people who deny this because they say it couldn't be hidden, it isn't being hidden. It's simply being denied. Anybody that's not clinically blind can see what's going on in our skies. You don't have grid patterns one day and nothing the next with similar atmospheric conditions unless something's being dispersed in our skies. And we have up close film footage of these aircraft, Alex, KC-10s, KC-135s, C-17s, nozzles visible turning on and off. Nothing's being hidden. We just have a public that wants to be lied to and wants to believe those lies, and that's finally, thankfully, breaking down as the public is being personally impacted by these operations. So the quote, hiding of this issue is no different than pretending that certain medical treatments are, quote, safe and effective when they're anything but. For decades, we have the whole medical industrial complex going along with that. And it makes it easier to hide also, Alex, when you have illegal federal gag orders on National Weather Service and NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, all agency operations under that gag order. So the bottom line is we have an industry that, in the case of the federal weather modification or weather disseminating agencies, are being gagged. And in case of the local meteorologists, they're just concerned about their paychecks and pensions. And Alex, you're literally reading scripts. The skies you see right there in that video are so typical in so many regions. And we have the local meteorologists days in advance, sometimes a week in advance, stating that a day will be mostly sunny or filtered sunshine. And that's filtered sunshine. How would that meteorologist know a week in advance that there's going to be aerosol spraying operations on those days unless they're reading a script?
Well, then we have, while they deny all this the last decade, all these thousands of headlines, CBS News, NBC News, BBC, they did it in Europe as well. Oh, there's a project to spray sunscreen to stop global warming and to dim the earth, and Bill Gates is involved. So they admit there's a project, and then you've got the former CIA director admitting there's a project in testing, but we don't want to, quote, scare the public, so we can't really talk about it. And then meanwhile, there's just this giant program. And then they admit, what, I've seen a NASA report, the Earth's 20% dimmer than it was 50 years ago?
You're correct. That's where the term global dimming comes from. And for your listeners, most of which are highly educated on this, they many of them might know this, but solar radiation management, that is the stated purpose for what is going on in our skies, to block some of the sun's incoming thermal energy. What's the end result of doing something this incredibly destructive? They're destroying the ozone layer, and the single biggest cause of ozone layer destruction, no, it's not getting better. It's getting exponentially worse. It's not from hairspray cans, as we were told, Alex, I'm sure you remember back in the day. Those are harmful chemicals, but that's a literal drop in the ocean compared to what climate engineering is doing. So we have that by itself increasing the thermal energy buildup on the planet, not decreasing it. And what's the DOD do when you're destroying the ozone layer from these operations? What's their solution? Spray more to block some of that incoming thermal energy, which actually destroys even more of the ozone layer and causes, in the end, more thermal energy buildup. These particles that can block some daytime heating in some locations trap more heat than they deflect. That, in the end, again, builds up more thermal energy on the surface of the planet, completely disrupting the hydrological cycle. And I don't want to make it sound like that everything going on is just some project gone awry. This project is completely malevolent. There is no benevolence in these programs.
Dane, we've got a break. Stay there. Start over with that. This is key. I want to ask what the big picture is from the leading expert in the world, Dane Whittington. Geoengineeringwatch.org. Save it. Share it. We're live now. Share the live links. When we archive this to X, get it out. We're going to stop this. We're going to take our governments back. Stay with us.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars T-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of, is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the T-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Milton is set to crash into Florida sometime this evening. We'll be tracking it, literally, and doing a Saturday show tomorrow to break down the latest. Not tomorrow. We'll be live Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, intending to do shows. And then I'm already scheduling stuff in my brain. And then Monday, Dane Whittington, the head of geoengineeringwatch.org, will be joining us at noon central in the second hour to break down the aftermath and all of this. So I'll be live Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, right through all of what's unfolding and happening. Dane, finishing up what you were saying before the break, you were getting into the fact that this is not just programs that accidentally went awry. This is a giant, massive project, obviously much bigger than the Manhattan Project, going on, as the CIA says in the documents I showed yesterday, for total control. We have a new report by Greg Reese where he has LBJ, I'd never seen that footage, talking about he who controls the weather rules the world. I mean, this is chilling stuff, so please continue.
It is chilling. Sorry to rant into the break, but it's when one has been at this for over 20 years, this has been my life nonstop, 20 years plus. I've never left my post. This is a virtual fight for life. We cannot hide from what they're dispersing in our skies. It's not only disrupting, derailing the planet's life support systems, including the ozone layer, hydrological cycle. It's contaminating virtually everything on the planet, every breath we take. And Alex, if we consider the elements being dispersed among those elements, again, aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese, polymer fibers, surfactants, for those that have seen foaming rain or foaming runoff running down streams and curbs and streets, there's surfactants in this mix, which is used to keep the particles from coagulating and sticking together. And we have diagrams like what you're showing now off on many science sources outlining exactly what we see. Everything we see in our skies, and we have the so-called climate science community denying it, and which, again, at this point is absolutely criminal, and they need to be called out as such. And I've worked in the field with USDA scientists who I know well, testing soil pH values. So much contamination is coming down in our rain that it's poisoning soils. It's changing soil pHs in Northern California, and I have the historical USDA baselines, so I'm not guessing. But I've had these scientists say to my face, Alex, sheepishly, what do you want us to do about it? They don't want to lose their paychecks and pensions. How do you face your child? How do you face yourself in the mirror knowing this is going on and doing nothing? The film you just showed of Lyndon Johnson, 1962, former President Johnson stating on film and on the record that we had the power to control the world's cloud layer then, and quote, he who controls the weather controls the world. Of course they're doing this. Those who print the money, who control everything, they control militaries, thus they control countries, they control media. Of course they're controlling the weather. The covert weapon with which they can and are bringing populations to their knees all over the world and have been for decades without those populations ever even knowing they're under assault.
And you got interrupted by the break. Can you go back into your own words? You were saying this is not by accident. It's not a program run awry. This is malevolent. And then start over. That's important.
Well, it is, again, because many people want to pretend that there's good intentions here. They're just perhaps running off the rails a bit. That couldn't be further from the truth. These people know exactly what they're doing. In the film, The Dimming, again, available for free on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. And that film, in spite of social media censorship, is over 25 million views and counting. So on that film, you can see me confronting the world's most recognized climate engineer, Dr. David Keith, at an international geoengineering conference after a 3.5-hour symposium of Dr. Keith proposing, as if it wasn't already happening, the dumping of tens of millions of tons of aluminum nanoparticles into the atmosphere. And what I confronted him about was, have you done toxicological studies of doing that? And he stumbled a bit and paraphrased. He's basically stated, well, there's a lot of particulate pollution in the atmosphere anyway. A little more won't hurt. And I cornered him with that. That particulate pollution isn't aluminum, bioavailable, toxic to everything that lives, aluminum. And he then stated this, Alex, we haven't studied that. Could terrible things happen tomorrow? We don't know. What kind of a statement is that from the world's most recognized climate engineer? And this is the attitude of these people, Alex. And the second most recognized geoengineer on the planet, Dr. Ken Caldera, former Department of Defense scientist. We own an audio of him at geoengineeringwatch.org stating, in his words, what he did for the DOD, designed methods of spraying pathogens into clouds to infect the populations below. Think about that. And now we have pathogens showing up in the case of CV-19. We had 85 countries infected in 3 days. That's indicative of an airborne dispersion. We have Italian scientists that say they have found CV-19 attached to airborne particulates. Do these dots connect? So the bottom line is, again, we can hide from forms of medical procedures that we don't want, the injections, We cannot hide from what they're spraying in our skies. And at any moment of their choosing, because we have polymer fibers and graphene in our rain, that's in our lab tests. Those are used militarily for biological carrier platforms to carry a pathogen from the clouds to the ground. Why would we think the US DOD or those truly controlling the military, again, those who print the money, wouldn't do this if they become desperate enough, which I would argue they're becoming very, very rapidly. They could level the playing field overnight, Alex.
And these are literally mad scientists that are on a total power trip, taking control of society. We have presidents, vice presidents, CIA directors. I have a stack of CIA, Department of Energy, National Institutes of Technology, all right here. Showed it yesterday, admitting this. And then you go to their big conferences, and they're up there admitting it there. And, oh, yeah, we spray pathogens on people for the government, meaning viruses and bacteria. And then they just laugh at us. So there's this weird paradox. But also, I've literally seen thousands of articles, as you know, the last, you've seen more than I have. You were on this more than I am. But I'm not even looking for it. It's in the news every day. Oh, they are spraying with planes to, to save the earth from the sun and global warming. And as you point out, it goes through and bounces up and blocks it in. That's what the science shows is the opposite.
Yes.
And then the environmental movements are saying they're going to save us with geoengineering and Bill Gates is going to save us. And then we go, okay, well then declassify what you're currently doing. And they go, you're crazy. It doesn't exist. They just play that same game over and over again. But as you said, people aren't putting up with this now.
And nor should they. And as you correctly cite, the so-called environmental movement, geoengineeringwatch.org attorneys contacted every single major environmental group, Greenpeace, Sierra Club, WWF, all of them. And all of them stated that they won't address this issue because they don't want to lose their 501c3 nonprofit. That is absolutely criminal. For the record, this is what we try to instill in everyone to help us move this fight forward so that we build bridges instead of burn them. There can be no legitimate discussion of climate anything from any perspective without first and foremost addressing the climate engineering elephant in the equation. And if we hold to that mantra and don't get sidetracked from that from different people, different perspectives, and the left is the hardest to reach of all, Alex, as the proverb goes, you can't add to a cup that's already full. They are so incredibly programmed that when they hear the word geoengineering, they shut down like kindergartners. Literally, I've been at science meetings that when that term comes up, it's like they put their fingers in their ears and start ranting, I can't hear you. And that kind of infantile behavior from the so-called climate science community needs to be changed. And the public that knows this is going on should email them with many other people CC'd a link to the dimming, so that they no longer have an excuse for denying that these programs are operational. Again, we proved conclusively in the dimming that these programs are ongoing. And for those that haven't seen this film, again, posted for free at geoengineeringwatch.org the moment it was done. And we spent well into six figures on that film. We posted for free the moment it was finished. But in that film, you have testimony from former U.S. Air Force generals, former government scientists, former U.S. presidential cabinet members, former Canadian Minister of Defense, all acknowledging these programs exist and are ongoing. And so I would argue again, Alex, that this is the greatest and most immediate threat we collectively face, short of nuclear cataclysm, because we cannot hide from it. It's destroying the Earth's life support systems, contaminating every breath we take. And even in regard to nuclear cataclysm, we have a connection here, because the destruction being done to the atmosphere has now made us more vulnerable to coronal mass ejections, solar flare. And if we have a major event like the Carrington event now that shuts down power grids around the globe, we're going to have nuclear power plants that can't cool themselves. We're going to have dozens, if not hundreds, of Fukushimas. Game over. So from every conceivable direction, what's happening in our skies holds our collective futures in the balance, Alex.
We know Trump was kept out of all the different compartmentalized areas of the government. That's why they're so upset, because now he knows, and it's said with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he knows how to get in there, and he's going to release all this information. Can you speak to that?
Yes, I certainly have high hopes for Robert that he will be able to make headway with this issue. We're in communication with them again now. I've done an hour interview with Robert. I'm thankful for his courage for addressing this issue, and we are scheduled to do another interview very soon. And once we put a break in the dam, and again, thanks to your voice, thanks to Robert's voice, and others, very important that we all stand together on this issue. But if we put a big enough break in the dam, Alex, that they can't plug, we will indeed cause a shockwave around the world as we awaken populations to what their government has been and is doing to them without their knowledge and consent. And this, again, goes back decades, Alex. We have in Africa, for example, they've been cutting off precipitation in the countries there for decades, bringing those countries to their knees and the populations, and thus forcing those countries to allow U.S. occupation on their soil. If we look at the post 9/11, Alex, I'm sure you remember General Wesley Clark.
Yes.
The list of countries that were to be targeted immediately after 9/11. That list clearly existed before the event ever occurred. Every one of those countries in the Middle East subsequently endured a once in 1,000 year drought. Mathematically, statistically, that's impossible to have that kind of coincidence without climate intervention. And we have countries like Iraq stating on the record, on the floor of the UN, on film, on the record, the leader of that country, that their rain was being systematically cut off. We see the same exact operations cutting the rain off to the Western U.S. So for those people to think our country, our government, that's literally a criminal cabal masquerading as a legitimate government, if American citizens think that they're any more important to these controllers than the Iraqis or anybody else or the Iranians, think again. Think again. So the bottom line is there's so much undeniable data that this is going on, and we can speculate about all the agendas and objectives, but the fact that the American citizens are being subjected to the same weather warfare as the Iranians and others around the world is indisputable.
And, of course, if you're going to launch weather weapons like this, you keep it secret. That's the whole point. So you have plausible deniability. But when they were developing it all in the 60s, they admitted that was the plan. And I just showed those documents while you were speaking on air again. Anybody can just freeze the frame later when they're watching this, when it's archived, and then type in the headline. You'll be on the government websites, CIA websites, EU websites, UN websites. They have, you know, this world treaties that they had back in the 70s that are still in place. The CIA director admitting all that.
Yes.
But there's a point here, Dane, that I think we should get into, and it's why they do these giant Manhattan projects. It's not just the weapons they develop, atomic weapons, hydrogen weapons, weather weapons out of them. They get to create a compartmentalized breakaway civilization of government corporations that are aware of this, and then it sets up a system of corruption in compartmentalization that they can then build out from through concentric rings of the compartmentalization. And I was reading about books about Julius Caesar and their writings and how they weren't just paying locals off for one deal. Once they paid somebody off, it was called a corruption because they had now corrupted the person. So they roll out the virus that's man-made. They roll out the poison shot. It kills a bunch of people. The hospitals cover it up. Now the system set the precedent. Now they've got those people corrupted. It's the same thing with the pedophiles, the Catholic Church, the Boy Scouts. And then they get a few of them in there. The church or Boy Scouts covers it up because it'll hurt the institution, they think. Then they're able to expand the abuse. And then they finally get control of the institution. So by having all these big secret projects, fluoride in the water, all of it, they then get full control. And then they can be the saviors when the society breaks down. So I'm not a scientist, but I read the scientific reports about all of the aluminum in the soil. And Bill Gates has a patented seeds that can grow in aluminum. We have a family ranch in East Texas. It goes back that we bought from Mexico. And, of course, it was huge then, 20-something thousand acres in the land grant from Mexico. They paid like 13 cents an acre. And we got a few thousand acres left. But all the farmland over the years as family moves and family wants their inheritance, it's sold off to a few thousand acres. And so that's all woods. And I've been going there since I was born. We used to go there almost every week because Dallas is closer to it. And it looked like hobbits lived there. Giant oak trees, that are eight, 9, 10 feet around, just absolutely gorgeous. Huge pine trees. You go there now, all the big trees are dead, all of them. And you go all over Texas, even East Texas, everything's dying. Almost everything's dead in Central Texas, except the cedar trees that grow in its place. And then I talked to the local scientists. They say, yeah, the soil is full of toxins. So, and I know you've done documentaries, you've done reports, you've had scientists go out and test the soil. I know it's happening even in Hawaii and places. Can you explain to people what's unfolding here? Because, I mean, again, I go to this beautiful ranch, and now it's just scrub brush everywhere because whatever's in the atmosphere killed everything.
Well, first let me back up to your overall rundown of the power structure, how it works, and how they've gained such control. Absolutely brilliant rundown. That's exactly what has happened. And those who don't believe it or simply have not taken the time to investigate. But that's such an important part of the component to understand how they've gained this kind of control. And that's exactly how it's happened. So thank you for that background on how we got here. In regard to the soils, yes, the contaminants in our rain, which are extraordinarily high, for example, in Northern California, when I began this battle, didn't want to find these contaminants in our rain because I knew then it would change the course of my life, which it did. I knew these operations were ongoing. My initial lab test of 7 parts per billion of aluminum in a precipitation test over the next 18 months, I had a test skyrocket to 3,450 parts per billion of aluminum in the rain. That's toxic rain, killing soil microbiomes, kills root systems. Alex, you know, when the wind blows now, trees regularly blow over and the root ball is dying back, just like the crowns are dying back because the roots are being poisoned, literally. So we have peer-reviewed study to prove that when root systems are exposed to this toxic element, they shut down nutrient uptake. And we know that in the case of Monsanto, they're engineering aluminum-resistant seeds. And that doesn't mean that the plant doesn't absorb that toxic material. It means it just doesn't operate. Its defense mechanism is shut down, so it continues to grow in spite of this toxic element. And then we get to eat it. So the bottom line is, again, this ubiquitous contamination of everything everywhere, we have peer-reviewed study now to prove that. We have recent study that proves that there's PFAS forever chemicals in every single drop of rain everywhere. There is nowhere to hide from this. And in regard to the die-off, if we look at the planet's fundamental life support systems, let's start with plankton. That's the foundation of life on Earth, single greatest oxygen producer on the planet. Because geoengineering is destroying the ozone layer and releasing intense UV radiation, not just UVA and B, but UVC, on the surface, that is wiping out the plankton. They have to feed in the upper layers of the water column to photosynthesize, and they're being wiped out from this intense UV. And again, I recognize there are other sources of damage to the ocean. I recognize that. But we're talking about the single greatest source of destruction. And now we have recent peer-reviewed study, Alex, to prove in the Atlantic, measured in 500 locations, plankton populations have virtually crashed. 90% decline. Geoengineering.org was the first to publish insect populations were crashing. We did that in 2012. The so-called science community tried to marginalize us. They've since had to admit to this problem. If your listeners search insect apocalypse, they'll find lots of data now, 12 years after geoengineeringwatch.org disclosed it, the UV radiation again wiping them out. All these roads lead back to climate engineering, and this ubiquitous intentional disruption of the planet's life support systems for purposes of power and control holds our collective reality, our collective futures in the balance, and the trees you referred to, we're seeing that die from the forest everywhere. Recent peer-reviewed study of the forest in Western North America, the fir tree being the predominant tree, they're dying so fast, Alex, that the title of this study was Firmageddon. And I think that title explains pretty clearly what's happening.
You don't like to speculate, but you said this is obviously malevolent. This is being done on purpose. We have most of it hiding in plain view. We have so many documents you could swim in them, but.
Yes.
They say in the documents total control. You know, they talk about the CIA. It's just almost incalculable is the quote. I showed it yesterday. But reverse engineering it. What are they trying to do? We know the globalists want to cut off the energy, cut off the pipelines, and then not give us real renewables, not a real bridge forward. I mean, it looks like it's just build back better. It's the great reset, collapse things. So that human populations die, and the easiest way to do that is covertly just poison the biosphere.
You're correct. And there are many agendas and objectives being carried out, but what we would argue at geoengineeringwatch.org, based on the current trajectory, no one gets out alive, including those behind these programs. And the next question that comes from most people, understandably, is, well, why would they do this to themselves? And what we would point out at geoengineeringwatch.org is, how much have they already done to themselves from the detonation of 2,400 nuclear bombs? A key aspect to cite there is Project Starfish Prime, the detonation of the hydrogen bombs in the magnetosphere, and they thought it could collapse the entire atmosphere. Did that stop them from doing it? No. We're not dealing with sanity. We're dealing with a headless, heartless, soulless cancer.
And let me just stop you and back you up. For anybody that doesn't believe this, even William Shatner did a Discovery Channel show, and I later looked it up and actually found the U.S. Archives. We ordered it from the U.S. Archives and got tape of the original stuff in the 60s, Operation Fishbowl, where they detonated hundreds of hydrogen bombs in the upper atmosphere trying to destroy the Earth's atmosphere that to see if they could. I mean, think of that statement I just made. That is bonkers.
It is. Thank you for that example. And they can watch Shatner narrate. It's called Trinity, the nuclear bomb movie.
Yes.
And anybody who watches that and doesn't realize that there are elements in the human race that are controlling everything, controlling the matrix, that are literally clinically insane. And to add credence to this from psychoanalysis, and this is straight from the manual, the study of those who crave power, that there's a collective, there's a common thread, and that is a quote, near total lack of comprehension as to the consequences of their actions, even to themselves. So again, for those that want to deny this because, quote, they wouldn't do this to themselves, they already have, they continue to, we're not dealing with sanity. And again, if we stay on this course, Alex, we have precious little time left, and that's a mathematical statistical trajectory. Again, insect population's down 80 to 90% now. Wildlife population's down conservatively 70%.
Here's another example. I mean, until the mid-90s, you're driving everywhere, my entire windshield, if I just went an hour anywhere in spring or fall or summer, I had to get a Ouija out and clean at the gas station the guts off. I now drive sometimes a 10-hour road trip in the summer, and there's like 10 bugs on my windshield.
Exactly. And about the bugs, and Alex, you know, most people know that the bees are dying, right? That's common knowledge, honeybee die-off. So we have peer-reviewed study to prove the bees are dying of massive aluminum exposure. They're dying of symptoms that resemble Alzheimer's and dementia in a human being that can't even find their way back to the hive. And this is in areas far away from any sort of industrialized anything. So how much longer are we going to last? I encourage your listeners, again, don't believe anything I say. Please research it. Search bees aluminum, and you'll find peer-reviewed study to prove everything I just stated. Why isn't that headlines everywhere? And not denying farm chemicals are harmful to bees or other sources, the frequency transmissions, but how can such a massive piece of the puzzle like aluminum exposure be completely systematically hidden? So again, the American population and populations in other first world nations completely asleep at the wheel. And if we don't wake up fast and alter our course, we are going to crash through the guardrail, point of no return, which in many ways we're already past. But the bottom line is, with this issue, if we expose it effectively and efficiently, Alex, and that's the key. And we encourage people at the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org, we have the activist suggestions link with specific instructions on how you can move this fight forward from your own home computer by sharing links to the dimming, for example, with environmental article authors, with elected officials, many of whom are waking up to this issue right now, and CC other people with that in the case of elected officials so that official knows that he'll be held more accountable by more people. If we learn to play chess well, we play effectively and efficiently, we can expose this issue with the help of voices like yours. We would cause a shockwave around the world, Alex.
Dan, I want to do five more minutes with you before well-known actor and patriot Robert Davey joins us to talk about the election and more about Milton and about the last hurricane and what you saw in the manipulation there from all your research and the radar being used. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Geoengineeringwatch.org. Please remember, listeners, you're not going to get this information really anywhere else, and we need to stay on air. Please support us right now at our great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. Great t-shirts, great supplements, so much more. We need your support, plus their great products, thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank everybody that's been supporting us, and we've got a legal defense fund. We're fighting the Democratic Party, deep state, the FBI admitted in court, they're running it all, but we can beat them with funds. Go to realalexjones.com to make a donation for the legal defense fund, realalexjones.com. Can't do it without you. Please support us, realalexjones.com. We'll be right back.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing
mobilizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this t-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser t-shirt now. Get yours now.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWars MD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Final segment with the head of geoengineeringwatch.org, Dane Whittington, looking at Helene and then the response trying to block recovery, and the Democrats admitting it's going to stop Republicans from voting, looking at Milton, and then looking at the manipulation you saw. Give us a breakdown of that, please, here in closing.
Again, given the strength that Milton spun up to earlier than I think they were prepared for it to happen, it's questionable exactly where it will make landfall or if they're going to be able to direct it back to where they intended. The transmissions and these networks are all connected, controlled ultimately by the same core of power, but As I stated, the Cancun transmitter, which we did record, bumped that storm back out onto the trajectory I think they intended for it to move forward on. And as you stated at the beginning of the broadcast, I believe, Alex, that the technology to bring these storms to halt, to diminish them, that has existed for decades. So we can also say, again, at minimum, they do have the power to disperse the storm if they chose to. And when people just start to connect the dots, how they know when there's a complete unorganized system somewhere, that system's going to organize and travel over a certain trajectory in perfect synchronization once it reached landfall, especially as we saw in the case of Hurricane Helene, perfect synchronization with the energizing of the transmission network, the NEXRAD network, that clearly steers it to specific locations and can disperse that precipitation once it's in that location. And we've recorded this at geoengineeringwatch.org again and again and again. And as we enter the winter season, we will see likely very abrupt temperature transitions as they flip the switch from summer to winter, bypassing the fall when they let enough moisture in to chemically nucleate. Alex, you've seen again the baseball and softball size hail that destroys everything from homes to cars to renewable energy like solar fields. One more, if I could rail one more time against the so-called environmental community. How hypocritical is it to push forms of, quote, alternative energy like hydro, wind, and solar, all of which I have, by the way. My home was on the cover of the world's largest renewable energy magazine, and that's what brought me into this issue, the loss of solar power from these operations. But we have the entire environmental community denying climate engineering when climate engineering is, in fact, completely thwarting all three primary forms of alternative energy.
It's while they say climate engineering is going to save us from global warming.
Good question. Really good question. So we have commercial solar fields that are producing half their design output because of these light reflecting particles blocking the sun, cutting their output in half with the massive solar farms. Again, there's nothing renewable about a 900 foot tall wind turbine. But we have climate engineering because it's affecting convection. It affects surface wind speed. So we have all or nothing winds. We have hurricane force winds or nothing. So when you double the wind speed of a wind turbine, you cut the power off completely because they have to shut it down to keep it from blowing apart. When you cut that wind speed in half,
Cutting it in half reduces the power output by down to 1/8 of its design output. In the hydro, Alex, you know the dams, Hoover Dam and Page Canyon Dam, Lake Mead and Lake Powell, running out of water fast. The Amazon is empty right now. Amazon River is basically dry right now. Amazon's burning to the ground because climate engineering has cut the precipitation off. There's been 45,000 fires in the Amazon this year alone. We don't hear about any of that in the U.S. So the bottom line is for these environmental organizations to not address this is criminal. They shouldn't receive a cent in donations unless or until they address this issue. That resource should go to somebody who is trying to address this issue, like InfoWars. So bottom line is this issue must be dealt with or we're done.
Dane, we'll have updates from you, and we sent so many clips that you sent us we didn't get to. We'll do it Monday. You can send us, you can basically host an hour. I'd love you to do a presentation Monday at noon. You're going to be here with us. I'd love to get you on Owen's show, on Harrison's show. We're going to have the producers call you. Thank you for your gracious time, and thank you for your tireless work for humanity. God bless you.
My deepest gratitude to you and InfoWars, Alex. Thank you for your voice.
Thank you. Geoengineeringwatch.org. All right. I've always liked Robert Davey. I've been watching him since I was a kid. He's a very well-known, successful movie and TV actor, but I really like him for his political action against tyranny. We're going to cover the waterfront with Robert Davey, talk about the election, Trump, and more, and the film Reagan he's in, and so much more with Robert Davey. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, for 1776, etc. on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Their war on free speech and our very identities and our very freedoms to the next level. They have now introduced a lawsuit against me where they literally claim they own my name, my social media, and me personally in violation of the 13th Amendment that we fought the Civil War over. They're actually saying I'm an indentured servant, that I am a slave. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm always the canary in the coal mine. I am the test case. And when they get through me, they're coming after you. They're not just saying they own me. They've also filed in federal court and also in the state court saying they own the name Alex Jones and that they own real Alex Jones on X. Now, the courts have all said you can't do things like that, but they're trying it. And if I don't aggressively battle them in the state and federal court, they will get a win if I don't challenge it, and then they'll be able to use that tactic on you as well. And in the words of President Trump, when that bullet grazed his ear, defiantly rising up and saying, fight, fight, fight. That's how we fight.
in the information war, winning hearts and minds, and we're unstoppable if you simply decide to take action. So for all your word of mouth, all your prayers, and all your support over the years, I salute all of you and remind you that you are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance. You are the people. And I am so proud to have been working with all you through the years, and now the fight is entering the most intense part of the phase, so let's redouble our efforts and let's win this thing. Or we can roll over and be slaves of the New World Order. As for me, I'll quote Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. And I'll quote Colonel Travis the Alamo, victory or death. RealAlexJones.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Back me and I'll never surrender. For the balance of the hour, an actor I've always really liked, and that's Robert Davey. I've been watching him since I was a kid. Robert John Davey on X. He's in so many hit TV shows, movies, you name it. But I've been following him for years when he's been Fox News host routinely and all over the place. And I really love the new Reagan movie because if you live through it, it's really nostalgic. Very well done. Everybody should see it. He's got a big part, does a great job playing the Russian leader in there. He's got a new movie coming out. Talk about the campaign, so much more. And he sent us a bunch of great topics. I love that when guests do that, that we're going to be talking about here. So I need to kind of shut up and let him go through all this. He also sent us a bunch of clips. But first off, watching both these hurricanes, and that's one of the topics he sent was weather weapons. And I know from watching you, I think you live in Florida. At least I see you a lot in Florida when I see you on shows and pieces. Give us your take on weather weapons first, and then we'll walk through all this. So, Robert, great to have you on with us.
Hey, it's great to be here with you, Alex. I've been a fan of yours for decades.
Wow. Well, I'm flattered. I've been a fan of yours, too.
Yeah, thank you. And the name, I pronounce it Davi.
Davi, that's right.
D-A-V-I.
Well, that's
No, a lot of people have said.
Yeah.
No.
I am a big fan, though, even though I can't say your name right.
No. Many people say it. My whole life it was Davy. It's Davi because it's Sicilian.
That's right.
So it's really
Robert
Davi.
Robert Davi.
And it sounds a little better. Less, you know.
I like it as Davi. But sorry, anyway. I butchered that. I always mess up names.
Thank you. So do I. But anyway, thank you for having me, and it's an honor to meet you. Yeah, the weather. Well, I lived in California for 46 years. Before that, New York, and then I recently moved about 2.5 years ago to Tampa Bay.
Wow.
Which quietly moved to Tampa Bay because California became too riddled with homeless crime and crazy politics. Insanity. I have 8 kids. My daughter came home 10 years ago and she said, Dad, I'm ashamed of being white. And I think that was one of the beginning of it. And then a black woman named Jacqueline Avant was murdered in her home in Bel Air or Beverly Hills. And her daughter did a documentary called The Black Godfather about him, about her father, who was a tremendous influencer in the community. So these are all lefties. And even the crime of Gaspar and what the left has done with crime, Kamala Harris, the leniency on crime, even when their own 80-year-old mother is killed, you haven't heard a lot about it from Jimmy Kimmel and the rest of them. So I had to get out of L.A. I had enough of it. So the weather. Yeah, I had a friend of mine that was a huge fan of yours, and he committed suicide a couple of years ago because he saw the writing on the wall. He couldn't take it. The guy couldn't take it, and he fentanyled himself. Great guy, great writer, and I have to say he was telling me about HAARP and weapons and this and that and the weather and stuff like this, and I used to be like people are now if I bring it up, is, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. That's all crazy cuckoo tinfoil hat stuff. I'm just being honest. And then I started researching more and more because he would send me stuff and I would hear stuff from you and other people. And even recently in Dubai, Alex, there were floods in Dubai. They cloud seed in Dubai. And if they can cause rain in the desert there like that, and you've seen things of even 10, 15 years ago about HAARP and prior to that, and now seeing this, how this, everyone that I've talked to that lived in Florida and in my area for 50 years, 80 years, never seen anything form like it's been forming. And you have to say to yourself, what the heck is going on? The same thing happened up in North Carolina. The fires that are happening in Wyoming, And then you take it back to the World Economic Forum. And I myself went to China with the United Nations to do concerts. And they were talking about back then in 2015. And I listened with half an ear about the 15-minute cities, about everybody will be happy. They won't own anything and they'll be happy and whatnot. And I don't want to come across like a tinfoil guy, but I kind of like, how are they going to do that? How are they going to do 15-minute cities? How are they going to start selling that to the American people? And then we have, besides all the weaponry in terms of our, which is now being proven by physicists and other people, that we are getting absolute bombarded with some kind of environmentally dangerous thing. And it's frightening, Alex. It's absolutely frightening. And it's all leading towards, instead of the pandemic of COVID, we've got the pandemic of weather and fires. And you have to say something is rotten in the state of Denmark. The most skeptical person on earth, I don't care how skeptical you are, you have to kind of look at this stuff that's going on and say, wait a second. Can't be written off anymore.
Robert Davi is our guest. Again, award-winning actor, TV, movies, you name it. Been loving, watched him since I was a kid. Robert, you just nailed it right there. Project Veritas, when O'Keefe was still there, famously right at the end of their COVID hype a couple years ago, got some of the top CNN producers. They got a couple of them, I think at least two, saying, we're going to end the COVID fear now, and we're going to hype up climate disaster and terrible weather. And then magically it all happens. And then other leaks came out of ABC and others that the whole media was told, here's your new thing, and then magically we get all the weather. And then we have all the certified documents. The government's had this stuff since the 60s.
Yes. You know, I'm not just a pretty face, Alex. I was put on the Homeland Security Policy Institute at George Washington University right after 9/11, 2002. Because of, you think out of the box, and I came up with some ideas for them. And also, so I've known people and tell people around the country, around the world. When I tour, when I do films, I meet up with people. And I wrote 58 pages on COVID, that it was coming from Wuhan and why. And no one in March of 2020, and no one would report on it because they said to me, what's your sources? And I said, the sources will be killed if they're told who they are. But yet you can say any kind of thing against Trump, unnamed sources, and they'll put it out there. And this absolutely gives the whole timeline of COVID. But that's another thing. The frightening aspect of many of this, of many of what we're watching unfold, is the lack of accountability. No, 1990, excuse me. 1990, Bush won. A guy named Jim Pinkerton came to me. And Bush wanted to do he had an idea called the Earth Corps, the Earth Corps. And they asked me to bring it to the Hollywood environmental community, which I did. Because I was with Robert Kennedy Jr.'s, the River Keeper Alliance and the Water Keeper Alliance. And that's another big thing that people have to question themselves. He was revered by Hollywood, and now people want to put him down. You know what I mean? That's a show on itself. But because I know so much, but the Earth Corps, then I saw what was happening over the years. I met with Mitch McConnell and 2029 about immigration, because that's another environmental disaster, so to speak. But I changed the Earth Corps to the Earth Force. Now imagine this, Alex. If, as the lefties have said, that climate change or global warming or whatever they want to say, if it's the most, they said at a certain point, this was bigger than World War II, the most important thing. It'll be more devastating than World War II. Killing of 6 million Jews, 20 million Russians. Climate change is the biggest thing. So I came up with an idea called the Earth Force. And the Earth Force was 18 to 26 years old, mandatory draft, not killing, for people that don't volunteer for our armed services to protect us. So that means people that maybe shouldn't be in battle because of whatever thing there might be, you know, it might be a different kind of personality. They can join the Earth Force. What would the Earth Force do? They'd help with every kind of disaster there is. So these people in North Carolina that are suffering and FEMA can't help them. Imagine having the Earth Force, 18 to 26 year olds that are trained in toxic mishaps, railroad spills that happen, fires, floods, hurricanes, natural disasters. And at the same time, they are trained in new green technologies. So there's a way forward for the future business model that we might have for when we are absolutely ready for the transition in energy. But no one wants to listen about the Earth Force. No one even thinks about the Earth. I say, why not? If these kids that are 18 to 26 year old are all environmentally conscious, if the girl like Greta, and I sent it to people at the UN, girl like that Swedish girl Greta, instead of laying in the street, instead of spray painting paintings, if the environmental thing is so big and so important, why don't we have a draft called the Earth Force? And that would help immensely with what we're having.
But let me guess, they
right
don't
now.
Actually want to fix anything. It's leaked. They want to destabilize and depopulate, as Elon Musk is saying.
Yes, and you have to say that. You have to understand, if it wasn't for Elon Musk, we wouldn't be able to speak on Twitter anymore, on X. They stapled our foreheads. I wrote about it on Breitbart in 2006 or 2009-8 about our tongues being stapled to our heads and that artists have to fight against free speech. And incrementally, this whole thing seems to be this pronged, and it's exasperated since, I don't want to blame Obama, but it seems to me there was a turning point. It's been happening over the decades, of course, because Bush 1 was a globalist, and then you had, you know, the incremental movement of different things.
Robert, I totally agree. And I want to get into the culture war in your latest films. You're so prolific. Robert Dobby's our guest. But specifically, Trump surviving two assassination attempts, 26 days out. The deep state is totally desperate. Kamala is acting like a complete idiot as usual everywhere. Even 60 Minutes called her out for being appointed and not getting one vote. It seems like the establishment is in crisis and the house of cards is falling. How would you quantify this moment in history?
Battle for America. This is the collapse of the uniparty, as they say, or the overtaking of the uniparty. It is the French Revolution. It is the big, it's Les Miserables. It's the moment where the American people have to, through voting, not through violent means, have to express the truth. Because you have people like, I mean, I remember when I watched The Rock on Instagram interview Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And if I was going to interview either of these political candidates, I would be giving them tough questions. This was a gift, a kiss on the cheek, the way Howard Stern is doing it and the way some of these other people are doing it, Stephen Colbert. They have her come in and they have a beer with her to humanize her. She's already humanized. She has to be shown to be a leader, which they're not giving us. And the people are buying it. I don't understand why people sitting down keep wanting to talk about, if you're listening to anything we're saying, you grandmothers and grandfathers and wives and husbands out there that are stuck in this thing because Trump gives us bad tweets. Please wake up, open your ears and your eyes. It's up to you guys I'm talking to the independents because both sides are stuck into what they're stuck into. But those independents in there that, oh, I don't like his style. I don't like this. The style, forget the style. Forget, and his style isn't too bad. His style isn't too bad. The guy is doing what's right for America first. That's the most important thing. For every single citizen today, the survival of America and this absurdity that you're watching on the screen, opening a beer to humanize. She's a humanized already. It's very frustrating that how can people not wake up? Watch the film network.
Robert Dobby's our guest. I mean, I know you know President Trump and I know him, but the energy he's got at 78 and all the attacks he survived. If this was a movie, people wouldn't believe it. I mean, he is epic. He's got ice water for veins. He's 100% authentic and real. How could anybody look at Trump and then want to support Kamala. And I really love the fact that over 50% of black men that are voters are going to go for him. We see the same with Hispanics. I think that's why the left is so panicked, is that people see who's authentic and who is human versus these plastic people like Kamala that the establishment loves so much.
Yes, absolutely. I've talked to many black people. I want to ask, and Hispanics. I want to find out what they're, and I'd say 85% Trump. Trump is authentic. You know, the interesting thing, in 2015, when he came down that escalator, Alex, I wrote an article on Breitbart that Trump was going to win it and take it. None of the people, many people on Fox, I had fights with Greg Gutfeld, ruined our friendship in the beginning. Mark Levin, many people were against Trump. I said Trump was going to win, and subsequently many articles, why? Donald Trump, and I said the only thing I knew he had a knockout punch. My question was, how hard was his chin? And look what this man has shown America. Since he put his name into the ring. Alex, I know celebrities with big names that used to love Donald Trump here. Let me call Donald up on the phone here. I love your new building. It's fantastic. And now they're not against, they're against Trump. Now they find everything, some of them. And it's,
that sounds like you just did a Schwarzenegger imitation.
No, some German actor I know from years ago. It's, I'm not going to say any names.
Screw your freedom. Screw America.
You know, I knew a lot of people. He's a great guy, but he did. He used to love Donald Trump. He loved Donald Trump at one time, the art of the deal and buildings like Trump. And many of the celebrities were like that. And some didn't, for whatever business deals or not. But I hear so many stories from the everyman. When I was in Palm Beach, I did a bunch of concerts at the Colony with my singing. And there were a lot of guys that worked there that also worked at Mar-a-Lago, a lot of Hispanic. This is in 2015, 2016. And I says, can you please tell me, how is Donald Trump? Oh, Mr. Trump is fantastic. We love Mr. Trump, right? Mr. Trump, we do an event at Mar-a-Lago, and I don't want to continue, but he'd line everybody up and say, hey guys, good job. Thank you so much. Care about their personal lives. I knew the doorman, a cardiologist friend of mine, Dr. Evan Levine, was this cardiologist for John O'Brien, who was Trump's doorman, an Irish immigrant guy who was a bus driver, and then he became the doorman, and then his son is a New York City cop. He said Trump would give you the shirt off his back. He'd give it you, and that the Trump Tower was like the League of Nations. The guy didn't see color or race. He saw, are you qualified? And can you be qualified? Merit. Not this DEI bullshit, excuse my expression, that's crushing and crippling this country.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, here's just a microcosm. I didn't even tell anybody I was getting remarried 8 years ago. And I go on my honeymoon to Hawaii, and Trump gets my wife's cell phone because he hears about it from Roger Stone. He's like, how's Alex? How's the Texan doing? Roger's, oh, he took off a week. He just got remarried. So the day after we get married in Hawaii and we're in the airport flying from one island to another, my wife goes, it's Donald Trump. And then about 5 minutes later, I go, give me the phone. Cause I wanted to, and then I talked to him some. He goes, you got to keep her. She's great, Alex. But the point is, I later call Roger. I go, are you behind this? He goes, yeah. And that's what he does all day long. Just cool stuff like that. It's crazy.
He's indefatigable, and he has a heart the size of this country. And, you know, for them to think, look what he did. The Abraham Accord, which he doesn't get enough credit for. And he doesn't. The funny thing about Trump, they talk about his ego and this and that and the other thing. You know about his uncle, John Trump, right? You know about John Trump.
Absolutely.
All right. People don't know that story. The things that he's done over the years. I remember New York City. It was crime ridden, and there were areas that were terrible. And what does Trump do? He creates the Commodore Hotel. He does things that are great for the city of New York, the branding of New York City. Yes, he's a tough negotiator. Yes, this happens here, but every single businessman and what they're doing to him legally when they spied on his campaign from the beginning, the Steele dossier, Alan Schiff with the impeachments and everything else. And I directed, Alex, My Son Hunter.
I know.
I directed the film My Son Hunter. I don't know if you saw it yet, but the critics said to me, they laughed at me. They said there was no laptop. And then finally the New York Times admitted that there was a laptop. The 2020 election, that alone, them 50 intel guys in our country. How can any woman, do you just care about abortions? Is that all you care about? Infanticide? Is that the biggest issue on your mind? Not the whole systemic health of our nation? Can it be that vacuous, that empty? I don't understand. I don't understand. It shouldn't be called abortion. If a woman wants to terminate her pregnancy, that's what it should be called. So be it. It's between her and God. And let's call it for what it is. Hiding behind woman's health care drives me crazy. A woman's right to choose. And you've got celebrities wearing vagina caps, these female actresses, that make me go insane sometimes.
It's a cult. Robert Dobby, stay right there. We're going to come back. I want to talk about some of your work, the Reagan film. I've seen twice. Amazing, incredible. When you know the history, it's so accurate, so well done. And you did an amazing job. All the actors are just over the top. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about your new movie that's coming out. I want to talk about, I guess, are you in Tampa right now?
I moved to my cousin's house in Hilton Head, South Carolina. We had to get out.
Well, smart move.
I have a new marriage, too.
We'll be right back.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but
sure.
I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine is literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks, they're the trailblazers, they're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776
1986 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It's game time, folks. 26 days of the election.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, award-winning movie actor, Die Hard, you name it, TV actor, hit shows, also a great singer, amazing producer, director, Robert Davi is our guest. And he doesn't probably even know I was going to do this, but I'm a big fan of, you know, songs like My Way. And we're going to have to get him back commercial free sometime and do like, you know, an hour and a half, then fill the show for 2 hours with it, because this guy's amazing. We need more people who have courage like he does, and Sylvester Stallone and so many other people that are standing up for America right now. We need all the people. Where's George Strait? I know behind the scenes he's a super patriot and a listener. So's Hank Williams Jr. I'm not calling people out. It's just that the country's on the line, and a lot of people listen to celebrities. Why do we only have the left out there running around? But here is Robert Davi with My Way.
And now the end is near, and so I face that final curtain. My friends, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way.
Wow, this is live, and he's giving Frank Sinatra a run
there
for his money.
There were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all, and I stood tall, and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed, I've cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so very amusing. To think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, 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 oh no. not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the thing he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way.
Wow. And that's live, folks, to an orchestra. I'm definitely going to put this on my phone on Spotify. Robert Davi, D-A-V-I.
Yes, I did it my way.
Wow. Wish I could do that. And I was just telling my wife last week, I was saying, My Way has got to be my favorite song. I guess it got taken from a French song or something, if I remember it correctly. But if you got to play one thing at my funeral, I think it's that. Robert, you do so much prolific stuff. What got you into singing?
Well, I started as a kid singing. I was in church, you know, went to Catholic schools. And I was eighth grade, and all of a sudden they looked over at me in church. And then I was playing sports. I was doing the acting in high school, great football player, winning awards for acting. I was singing in the shower after football practice. And Sister Ann Joyce was walking downstairs in the area where the sports stuff was, and she heard this voice looming out of the air and sent someone in and said, who's doing the singing? And they said it was me, and then she wanted me to go to Glee Club. I had to go to the door with a towel. And I said, Sister, I'm too busy with the Forensic League and with sports and school. And she called my Italian mother, and my mother says, hey, try it. You may like it. And then I wound up winning first place New York State solo competition, studied opera at Juilliard with Dan Ferro, went to Florence with Tito Gobbi, and studied with Gary Katona and many of the greats. And then in 2011, 2010, did my film Davi Sings Sinatra that the great Phil Ramone produced. And it went to number 6 on Billboard Jazz. And I've been traveling the world. They shut down the Eiffel Tower. I did a concert for Diane Van Furstenberg and Jeff Bezos, 50 people. I'd done it for 20,000 people in Eisenhower Park, and I headlined the Venetian in Vegas, the Orleans in Vegas with Don Rickles, his last 4 shows that he did standing because he loved my stuff, and places around the world and the country.
Wow.
For Prince Albert in Monaco, we raised 22 million euro for the Oceans Foundations. So I've done even for Barbara Streisand, for Hollywood, for some.
You know, I love America, and there's still a lot of class in America, but I mean, that whole genre and everything, I'm not only been alive back during that, but I definitely was born after it, and so kind of got the tail end of it. America had so much more pride and dignity. And I'm not putting the country down now. It's just that it seems like we've lost that. And it's not narcissism. It's not arrogance. You know, when Trump or you or anybody has gravitas, it's what men are supposed to be like. It's what women are supposed to be like. I think about my grandfathers, my grandmothers. They weren't trying to be really cool and super stylish. They just were, compared to me, certainly. And it seems like we've lost some of that spirit. I hope we can get it back.
Let me tell you something. My mentor was a woman named Stella Adler. Stella Adler was the greatest acting teacher of all time. She taught Brando. She was part of the group theater in the 1930s. That's another whole interesting level. And she came from Odessa. Her father was the head of the Yiddish theater, her father and mother. And she studied directly with Stanislavski. And there's a book called The Death of the Public Man. And Stella used to, because she was now in her 70s, of course, but she wanted to make people understand what was at stake. And she said many things, that I won't say here, but privately I'll tell you some of the stuff that she spoke about. One in particular was that there was a lack, and this is in the 70s, of masculinity that was happening on Broadway. Now, it's not a great thing for her to say, but it was something that she had seen. And she used to say to the class, act from your grandparents, something you just said. Act from your grandparents, because there's something with the grandparents that is closer to that struggle of life, closer to something else. And the American Songbook is the amalgam of the American experience. This is why you, and no matter where I go in the world, they respond to the American Songbook. It comes from the black jazz and jump blues artists, the Irish, English, Scottish, American Indian, Lebanese people here since the Revolutionary War, and a large portion from the sons and daughters of Jewish immigrants. And this amalgam of that cultural experience and the Italians, you needed to sing them, brings this great American Songbook that it travels the world, and it's something that even Quincy Jones, who's a fan of mine, who's a wonderful human being, wants to have taught in schools, and it should be taught in schools, the Great American Songbook and Jazz. And I think when they started taking art and music out of schools, more and prayer, that's when the violence and the disrespect and everything else started to increase. We could talk on this kind of thing many, many times, Alex. There's many subtle issues that spring off of this that are important for this country.
Absolutely. Let's talk about Reagan, the movie, which, again, I've seen twice. I'm going to watch it again at home. I saw it in the theater with my folks and then with my oldest daughter. Just amazing. She liked it, but wasn't alive then, so she didn't really get it because she didn't understand all the history was in it. You did a great job playing the Russian leader in it. Just absolutely amazing. And then I noticed that there was attacks on the film. Facebook, Instagram, Meta wouldn't let it be advertised. So even a wholesome movie, historic movie like Reagan got censored. I mean, that shows you how far these scumbags will go.
Yeah. Well, first off, I play Leonid Brezhnev, who is a very interesting character. It's a little cameo part, but it's impactful in a way. But he really wanted detente. And there was an assassination attempt of Brezhnev. It's not in this movie. But that's, he also understood Reagan. But there's a whole story, just talk about Brezhnev and detente that he wanted. But he didn't have a partner in Jimmy Carter. He had to wait till Reagan, and he was best friends with Nixon, but that's neither here nor there. Reagan was an amazing figure. When you think about, and I've been talking about this for a while, John Trump had gotten all of Nikola Tesla's paperwork, his experiments that he was doing in Wardenclyffe, Long Island, and Reagan wanted to do the Star Wars defense, and the left attacked him on it, and that's the Iron Dome today in Israel. It's that technology. It's that idea. And Reagan was fighting communists, Alex, since the 1940s. He fights communists in the movie, but there's a whole story about 1946 at Ida Lupino's house when all the lefties got together in Hollywood. And they were being infiltrated by the communist left in the unions. And William Holden, the actor from Network, was best friends with Ronald Reagan and brought Reagan to this event, and Reagan wanted to speak, and they shouted him down. The lefties in Hollywood shouted him down, and John Garfield got on a chair and said, he has a right to speak. We should hear what he has to say. And years later, Sterling Hayden, the actor in The Godfather who punches Al Pacino in the chin and breaks his jaw, said that Reagan was a one-man wrecking crew of the Communist Party in Hollywood. Reagan was fighting that Communist Party, so of course they're going to denigrate him. They're going to denigrate a film like Mr. Jones that must be seen because it's about this reporter, Mr. Jones. I don't know if he's a relation of yours. He's an English guy. True story. Walter Duranty was reporting on Stalin, but he was lying about Stalin. He got a Pulitzer Prize for the New York Times. He was saying how great Stalin was. Remember all the lefties in the 30s and 40s?
Oh, yeah.
Stories. They loved Stalin.
Uncle Joe.
This movie. What?
They call him Uncle Joe.
Uncle Joe. This movie, Mr. Jones, fixes that. People, but you don't hear about it the way you don't hear about Frank Capra. So they want to denigrate things like My Son Hunter, like the Reagan film that is a historical. It's not really politicizing. It doesn't demonize left or right. It just pays tribute to a man who changed the world for a period of time. And people cry that have seen the film that have a nostalgic sensibility toward this country instead of wanting it to fundamentally change like we know somebody wanted to do and is happy about it. Look, progress is good, but to fundamentally change, and they call it a fight to democracy, when the democracy and the Constitution is being ripped apart by the left, and people are sitting there and they're worrying about one issue. It's perplexing. But go see the movie Reagan. It's a terrific emotional film. Dennis Quaid's great. Penelope Ann Miller's great. John Voight plays a wonderful Russian agent that narrates the whole scenario. But it's a feel good film.
I want to play the trailer, and I'm going to see this. Hell, I'm going to listen to more of your music. I know you're a singer, but wow. Tell us about your new movie.
Yes, I did a film in Tel Aviv and in Slovakia. It's a true story. Here I am, Roman Catholic. I'm a Catholic kid. But I play an Orthodox Jew, a guy named Rudolf Rafu Lowy, who saves 300 girls from Auschwitz, this town of Bardejov in Slovakia. An 88-year-old Holocaust survivor called Emil Fish made a promise to this town in 2005 that he was going to rebuild it and pay homage to the people that were killed during World War II, during the Holocaust. And we filmed there. We filmed in Tel Aviv. And I played this character, Loi, who's the head of the Jewish Council of Bardia, which is a very important position back then and still is today, I think, in areas. But it's a faith-based film. It's very encouraging, very heartbreaking, and very uplifting.
And you pronounce it? Does that butcher every name? Barjov?
Bardejov.
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 Bardejov. Well, yeah, let's play a trailer. Let's play a trailer for it. It's a Robert Davi's new film. When is it coming out?
Well, you can get it. Just came out on Amazon Prime and other streaming services.
Well, I'm going to watch it tonight. Here's the trailer.
Yes.
One side of the square was the Jewish market, and the other the Slovak market. There was a friendship between the two, a mutual respect.
Your men are too friendly with these Jews. They grew up together.
I'm the head of the Jewish Council at Badejo. It makes sense to think Slovakia is different, safer. But we cannot take the risk anymore.
The boys are scared, Rafi.
We are safe.
All the Jews need to register for war.
What the Germans do with Jews is not our problem.
It's important that we keep playing the game for the time being. Make sure that you have a plan for your families.
The order is for 20,000.
20,000 for what?
Jews.
What the hell is going on, my setup?
It's very important that people will understand the new reality.
There is an order for 400 guests for a shoe factory in the east.
There is no shoe factory in Brezovar.
Where are the trains going?
From the car!
You found the factory?
Auschwitz.
Auschwitz?
It's a death camp. We need to send the world a message. What is the one thing the Germans are most afraid of?
I could get shot just for having you here.
The fate of 300 girls is in your pen.
They're all dead.
There's no way out.
There will be no train leaving from Bardejov tomorrow.
All right. Well, it looks very informative and historic. I'm going to watch that. Robert Davi, in the time we have left, we got about 6 minutes left. I want to invite you back again soon, and I'm definitely going to put your great music on my playlist. But just the urgency, the existential threat to America, I think you probably agree we're in an existential threat. Just in closing, your view on what you think Americans and people around the world should do to try to restore this republic. And then on the negative side, if they're able to steal this election again, they've said they're really coming after everybody. What they claim Trump's going to do, they've said they're going to do.
Yeah, that's continued on and on and on and on. Everything they've accused him of, they have enacted. You know, in 2014, when Ferguson happened, Obama could have united this country, and he didn't do it. America could have been united, and then we watched the absolute destruction of cities. He also renamed Mount McKinley. I wrote about this on Breitbart, both issues. McKinley, dear ladies and gentlemen, is the highest peak in North America. President McKinley was a great president, a great American. He was a Republican. McKinley was against slavery before the Civil War. His family was against slavery. McKinley. How does it make sense? He opened up Alaska, instituted the gold standard. Why would Obama strip Mount McKinley of its name and call it Mount Denali? Now, his excuse was that locals wanted to be called Mount Denali because it is in the Denali National Park. Well, then let them call it that. But this honor that was bestowed, the highest peak in North America, McKinley, and I say at the end of that article that watch what comes down. It's the beginning of attack on everything substantial in America. And if they got away with that, I think it was the testing ground to see what they could get away with, because didn't statues come tumbling down a few years later? And I even said it in the article. Watch what statues start coming down. And not only the statues, the foundation of our nation. The foundation of our, now it's not a perfect, when perfect, it can't be perfect. Nothing can be perfect, but we will. Making progress. We make incremental progress. We have to inspire the American people to go out and to vote, to talk to their fellow brothers and sisters out there, even in spite of differences, even in spite of being leered at and called whatever they want to call them, because it's for the survival of this beautiful land. My grandparents came from Sicily and Naples, the turn of the century, 1900s. My grandfather enlisted in World War I, was critically wounded twice. Went back in theater twice, got two Purple Hearts and an Oak Leaf Cluster. My father and all my uncles on both sides of my family in World War II, right after Pearl Harbor, they went into the Navy, into the Air Force, whatever they did. My father's ship was torpedoed. He was in the water for 3 days. But I grew up raising the American flag, my dad raising the American flag, and loving this country. And they used to say in our Italian household, speak of the English. This is America. Speak of the English. You don't have that anymore. You don't have the Pledge of Allegiance in schools. You don't have a moan of silence or a prayer in school anymore. You have the dissipation of our nation, the Constitution being ripped apart, the Republic being ripped apart, and people are dumbfounded. They don't know what to do, nor do they want to know. It's very painful. It's painful for me to see this, to see my wife cry, who comes from Estonia. She's half Russian and half Estonian. She's younger than I am, but her family lived through those regimes of what happened over there. And to see it happening again here in America, the woman, Xi Van Fleet, who wrote the Mao's America, the Cultural Revolution there, and you got a guy that went to China 30 times and no one talks about it. It's like it didn't happen. If Trump went to China 30 times and taught over there, people, believe me, every newspaper, every media, the media, something is rotten. Hate to say it, and people have to be informed. They have to talk to each other with respect, with passion. It's okay to have passion, but you got to go out and vote. You got to tell your people to vote for Donald Trump, J.D. Vance.
Absolutely.
Elon Musk, Robert Kennedy Jr., and the whole lineup.
What a dream team.
That won.
Robert Dobby, right? Thank you so much. Amazing interview. I want to meet you sometime, come out and see you in Florida. I really appreciate you. Please join us again soon, sir.
Thank you, Alex, and God bless you.
Thank you. Wow, always wanted to interview him, Robert Dobby. That was amazing. We'll put his X on screen again. All right, I'm going to come back for a little bit in the next hour, and I am going to hit a few of the news stories. Then Jason Berman's always does a great job. He's taking over 3 p.m. Central in about an hour and 5 minutes. Owen Schroyer takes over. Please remember, the FBI, the Justice Department, the CIA have all been caught on tape. They've admitted in court. They're doing all this stuff to shut us down. I don't want to give up. I don't want to back down. I can't do it without you. I want to thank those that have given to the Legal Defense Fund. We need to raise more money. Please go to realalexjones.com and make a donation, realalexjones.com. From the bottom of my heart, I want to thank all those that did make donations at realalexjones.com. That all goes to fight that. Now, you want to support us, and even if they shut InfoWars down on November 13th, which they're trying to do, we got sponsors that are going to back us, but they've got to get a war chest going, okay? We need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com, get amazing t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, new designs every day, over 100 designs. It's amazing. People love it. Thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a bunch of amazing products like this right here. Where's the bottle? Got it somewhere here. You talk about incredible superfood, the highest quality sea moss with all the key trace elements, iodine, everything in it, the superfood, great for kids, adults, everybody. The first run is selling out right now, but it's still available up to 55% off. Still keeping that up there, I know it's selling out, at thealexjonesstore.com. And there's also Optimal Human, the ultimate green food, amazing, at thealexjonesstore.com. That's how you fund the resistance, plus get great products. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It isn't about me. I'm just a touchstone or like a sensor in a car for how much oil or fuel you got or, you know, well, the temperature is outside. But people that don't know how popular Liberty is because you're private citizens, which is great, need to know. Everywhere I go, all I get is love. I don't only get yelled at like every 3 months now. It used to happen all the time when Trump first got elected, but still got mainly love. Robert Dobby, loved that guy since I was a kid. Amazing individual. Says he's been a listener for years. I don't know if he said that on air. Maybe it was on, I was off here talking to him. I think you know he did say it on air. The point is, all the cool people hate tyranny. And I'm just blessed to be here talking to all you. Now, I didn't drop the ball today, but I meant to spend 30 minutes on this, so I'm going to shoot a special report on this today. And I got a big weather weapons report we're working on. We're just making it bigger and bigger that's going to air in the next few days, probably Friday. But the biggest study by a government on the COVID shots has been done and came out yesterday and trended the top of X, but it got blocked everywhere else because these murderers are trying to cover it up. They studied 1.7 million children in the UK that took the shots and didn't take the shots and found no children having heart problems or myocarditis that didn't take the shots and massive problems in kids that did take the shots. Oxford, all the big universities, medical teams on it. Six universities in the UK. Okay? So think about how, and this is in the news, they're blocking this on Facebook and Google. You try to search this on Google, you can't even find it. They don't want you to know what they're doing. They got buses and billboards saying, oh, it's normal, kids having heart attacks and blood clots. Bullshit. Bullshit. And it makes me mad, but we're going to stop them. But look at these reports. Study, 1.7 million children, heart damage only found in COVID-vax kids. Zoom in on this. This is a study right here. Look at it. Oxford, London School, of tropical medicine. That's one of the top ones in the world. Population Health Sciences University of Bristol, Department of Epidemiology and Biosciences. I guess Harvard was involved too, but right up here, medical facility, Oxford. Go look at this for yourself. I mean, that's the reality here, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're talking about. And they don't want the public to know this. And then, oops, FDA accidentally reveals list of COVID vaccine side effects, including myocarditis and all these other diseases and death. You can go read the document right here. Now, this article's from Infowars.com, July 30th, 2021. They take over Infowars. They're going to delete this. Everybody go copy that article. I couldn't find it on Google when I wanted to pull it up yesterday. I went to DuckDuckGo. It still took me 15 minutes to find it. They're burying it. I put in the exact freaking headline. That's how they murder people, is covering up the truth. Look at this new study. COVID shots cause blood clots in the lungs. Case study. Incredible. All right, we're out of time. That's why they want us off the air. I don't want to sit here and beg constantly. They bankrupted me. They took everything I got. I don't give a rat's ass. Okay, they can't take my house or my car, and I got my family. But I want money to beat these people. It takes money to win these wars. Go get supplements that are absolutely kick-ass at thealexjonesstore.com. Support my dad's supplement company. He's a big backer. They've been attacking him. That takes an hour to explain. And if you go for my family, we'll give up. My family, my mother told me, you fight harder. But I can't fight without you. So go to thealexjonesstore.com. Get the great supplements. Get the products there. Get the new CMOS product that's selling out. It's got the key iodine and all these trace elements. Talk about superfood. It's it. Get the Optimal Human Super Green Food. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Get the t-shirts. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Or make a donation right now to the Legal Defense Fund. We need your help. You can't do it without you. Take action now. RealAlexJones.com. RealAlexJones.com takes you right there. All right, Jason Burmes is always loaded for bear. He's set to take over after this one-minute break when we join 300-plus radio stations. We can't warn the people if you don't back us. Please, we're doing important work. Thank you.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission,
You are the resistance.
And we are live. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes, and it is Weather Warfare Week here. Now, last week, we talked about a film called War Game. We talked about war games in particular of gaming the election via the outward, quote unquote, deep state and its minions. And we showed you this war game from January of 2023 with people like Vindman, Peter Strzok, William Crystal in an open and arrogant treasonous exercise against the American people. Full stop. I encourage you not only to watch that segment, but watch that documentary as well. Well, InfoWars actually makes real documentaries. And for those that don't know, that's really where I cut my teeth after Loose Change Final Cut. Alex Jones produced Fabled Enemies, another 9/11 film that I feel stands up today and is excellent. And then my big picture film called Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. And we looked into that terminology and the modus operandi behind it, and still that film, 14 plus years ago released, holds up today. Now, after that, I made a film called Shade the Motion Picture. And although InfoWars did not produce it, Alex is in it. And you have to understand, this film, after I did my big picture New World Order film, and I talked about things like the surveillance state and, you know, the real dangers of the digital sphere, on top of that, these globalist organizations, even exposing the climate agenda all the way back then, there wasn't a real section where we got to discuss one of their major tools, and that is weaponized weather warfare on a multitude of issues. So in my film Shade, after we go into the Bilderberg as kind of, I would say, the head think tank organization with a multitude of others and factions, et cetera. And that's why so many of them get a seat at the table via Bilderberg, that we talked about geoengineering, solar radiation management, and so much more. And I'm a facts guy. So we lay it down one by one by one. I mean, there are interviews in there with people like Rosalind Peterson, who are no longer with us. And by the way, guys, I'm not sure if InfoWars has aired that this week. I hope the archivists do eventually dig it up. Myself, Rob Dew, when he was just starting out there, we spent a couple days with Rosalind Peterson out in Northern California via InfoWars and really laid out what was happening up there with what she would call prolonged jet contrails, okay? And with these prolonged jet contrails, because she wouldn't talk about quote-unquote chemtrails. She kept it as scientific as possible. She spoke before the United Nations and really was ahead of the game. And you're going to see that in a moment. Now, before we play and really do a watch-along, because I'll be periodically stopping the film. And by the way, film's free. I did it with a man named Shepard Ambellis, Shade the Motion Picture. Please go check it out, just like everything. And that's why InfoWars is not only so important to talk about tomorrow's news today. I mean, a decade plus ahead of the curve. And not only that, Alex Jones and InfoWars has always given the information away and encouraged you to share it. That's what this is all about. So we're going to get to the film in a moment, but there's actually another thing we need to talk about first, and that is Project Phoenix 2.0. Remember, we were talking about war games. If you watch my films, Loose Change, Final Cut, and Fabled Enemies, we talk about warnings in war games and how often these disaster scenarios come into fruition. And you can actually go to the website, Project Phoenix 2.0, and it is a hurricane simulation for the Tampa Bay area. It's got a bunch of nice little models, and it even has kind of just like Event 201. I actually thought about maybe just doing a raw watch along with this alone because it's about 20 minutes. They have a nice video propaganda piece, Project Phoenix 2.0, The Recovery, which as of right now, I mean, obviously I'm going to be downloading it as well. You know, it has about 134,000 views. So 4 years ago,
very similar looking to what we're seeing today. But they've predicted it because of the evil boogeyman of climate change. So without further ado, what we're going to do is we're going to get to this film. And this is, again, the second section. And by the way, the third section is really goes from geoengineering, which is really part of bioengineering, heavily into that bioengineering, then solutions, which again, Alex Jones was offering you a decade plus ago. Okay. So let's kick it off right here, guys.
If you control the weather, you control everything. You control every food supply in literally every political system.
So what is geoengineering? Well, it's simply the manipulation of our weather by foreign agents.
Geoengineering is now defined as large-scale manipulation of the planetary environment. This is to counteract man-made climate change. This is what the Royal Society published. This is what they put out. So this is their definition, their term of geoengineering.
We have this issue, which we all have to address and is of major importance to all of us, to know that people are modifying our weather. Thus, we have to look at the facts that can be proven about what's going on in the atmosphere, about what's happening, about water vapor and its impacts, about the climate and the weather modification programs that are ongoing. These are real. The public has, relatively speaking, been kept in the dark about geoengineering schemes, plans, global geoengineering governance, and the fact that right now, under research, anyone in the world can start conducting these experiments. So we have people artificially modifying our weather in the western states, California, Pacific Gas and Electric Company, or the city of Los Angeles. It's being modified by the Texas Weather Modification Board in Texas, Colorado, Idaho, Wyoming. Lots of other states are all modifying our weather and changing our climate with extreme implications.
We believe many of them are told that what they're doing is very good for the planet, perhaps saving the planet through this climate remediation.
Do these operations exist? Absolutely. Just look at the USGCRP, or the United States Global Change Research Program. Congress has approved it. It goes up to the presidential supplemental budget. It is absolutely known that they are funding these geoengineering operations.
Our name and many other advanced nations have been manipulating the weather for some time now. Through government white papers and even IPCC, United Nations documents, we know that geoengineering is occurring.
The IPCC, the International Panel on Climate Change, has been meeting for various years on this subject. They have produced reports dating back from 1999 on aviation impacts on the global atmosphere from water vapor and other issues, depleting beneficial atmospheric ozone and other problems. A group of geoengineers, a clique, essentially a small clique, has decided that the answer to our global warming problems are to release particles and chemicals into the atmosphere. David Keith, Ken Caldiera, and a small group of these men affiliated with various universities have promoted this for a long time. One of the things that the geoengineering promoters, this clique, has been doing is that they have been able to keep any voices that would be in opposition to them or want to know about the impacts off the record. In other words, that they have become the experts to go to, and that the public and other people have no say. They go to meetings, they go to U.S. congressional hearings, which were held on geoengineering in 2009 and 2010, three of them by the U.S. House Science and Technology Committee. They also went to hearings of the UK Parliament during the same period of time to talk about global geoengineering governance and why these experiments should go forward. One of the people promoting geoengineering is Gregory Benford. One of his papers about doing experiments in the Arctic was that they could conduct these experiments, geoengineering experiments in the Arctic, the people there could live within the experiment. And if any harm came to them, it was okay to sacrifice that, them in that area in order to conduct this research, because the research was very important for them to do. The other thing he noted in an interview was that you could very easily take a little bit of aluminum and a little bit of barium, and you could produce these clouds and have impacts very easily in the atmosphere.
You've got to, in a sense, engineer all these so you get the right kind of clouds for the effects we want.
It is called geoengineering, fighting global warming by putting a chemical dust in the atmosphere and reflecting harmful radiation back into space.
You could use barium oxide, for example, which makes big fluffy clouds. You could use tiny little bits of aluminum, which is benign in the environment, and essentially manage the climate.
I was concerned about this attitude that it was okay to do this research and that we, all of us around the world, should be willing to live in their research experiment. And this is unacceptable.
Geoengineer David Keith made a statement a couple of years ago. He said geoengineering gives man godlike power. Now, I've never chased godlike power. Probably very few of the listeners, unless they're the elite who are checking this film out, have not chased godlike power, but it must be one hell of a rush. And I think what most of us can relate to is maybe a relative or a friend who became addicted to a drug. And in that drug addiction, they have put their health and their family members' health at risk in order to get the rush of that drug. What we're finding in...
Before we get to the physical evidence of it occurring, I did want to take a quick break and really go over some of the points that Peterson makes regarding the fact that anybody can open up one of these geoengineering facilities, companies, et cetera, so they can be privatized, they can be utilized by the state, the county, and beyond. So really this gives an ultimate plausible deniability circle for certain aspects of government agencies or NGOs or even individual agendas that you could open up these facilities. Now later on, she's going to talk about some other financial motives that go along with the geoengineering. Now, right before we get to this physical evidence, I also want to emphasize that godlike power. Because first of all, there are so many people out there that really do want nothing more than to try to achieve godlikeness. I don't know how other, another way to say it. Okay. You have a certain class of people that have had so much for so long. That's literally how they're raised. And then there, you have a certain subclass within our species, nature versus nurture, who knows, that go on this sociopathic social climbing scale that gets to a psychopathic level. And that's why when you look at like true Satanism, folks, what it really means, whether or not that Satanist believes in another deity or not, it is a self-serving, do as thou wilt, you are your own God religion. Now, I don't want to get too much off in a tear because we're sticking to the facts right here when it comes to geoengineering. But really that point that's made does have to be emphasized. So let's start looking at the physical evidence.
The rain test now around the world is what people are calling the chemtrail geoengineering footprint of aluminum, barium, and strontium. These metals match a number of geoengineering patents that were actually designed to specifically spray these metals out of airplanes into the sky for the stated goal of cooling the planet. They match what geoengineers deny they're spraying but state that they want to start spraying.
If we take ground-based tests, for example, it does not prove the source of the pollution that we're finding in our soils, our air, and our water. It only tells us that something is happening which is not good, that aluminum is increasing, that barium is increasing in soil tests, water tests, and that associated problems are there. There is a belief or an opinion that the jets that leave these persistent jet contrails are spraying something into the atmosphere that would impact our health or cause other types of problems. I noticed when I started doing research in 2002 was that the trees in Mendocino County, Lake County, and other areas of Northern California were in extreme decline. It wasn't from anything we could ascertain because it was whole suites of tree species. That means redwood trees. That means oak trees. That means manzanita. That means Douglas fir.
And I just want to stop it right there. So you saw the little caption there that 3 years earlier, I had traveled to California with you, Rob Dew, who just texted me, get that archivist. You're going to see what it looked like 3 years later. Now, I guarantee you, if somehow, some way, they can find the Rosalind Peterson stuff in that great archive over at InfoWars, it was getting bad then. She refers to it as Stump City. It got so bad that there was yellow tape almost everywhere and warnings to where we were allowed to go in this quote-unquote public park. These trees in those 3 years had been completely and totally eviscerated. Let's go back to the film.
You can see how bad the health of the trees are here because, see, they don't have people in here because they're afraid these trees are going to fall on somebody. This isn't a construction area. What are they constructing? I don't see anything they're constructing. But you can see that every other one in this area, when you look up toward the top, it has so much dieback and death on it. Every tree in this area is dying or in some sort of decline. You can see right in here, this is the sign of aging and these curled up branches right here. This is all sign of that this tree wasn't in good health. It's doomed to come down at some point. But you can see the dead branches internally all along here. Every one of these trees is sick, all the way down. Technically, it's not safe to be in here because, see, this tree fell over. See right here? This tree actually fell over because once it gets so dead, they just can't stay up and they fall over. Every one of these stumps when you were here had a living tree on it. Declining, but a living tree. If you look at this tree right here, you can see it's dying from the inside out. If you look here, this is all dead branches. They'll just fall off eventually. Here you've got Stump City. This was all, when you were here, you could hardly see the water from here because you had all the trees. I mean, this is the most gorgeous wood, but if you notice that every angle that's exposed to the air on the top, these are dying. And you can see all the way down that what's under the underside is not impacted, but that the branches and anything exposed to the top are starting to die. So, no matter where you go on this manzanita, see here? That the underside seems okay, but it's dying because something coming down.
And it's very pronounced.
And it's very pronounced. I mean, there is no other thing going on here with the manzanita. It began to occur to many of us that this decline, killing our trees, is removing a beneficial asset for all of us because the trees provide the oxygen that we breathe. They take in carbon dioxide. The trees are beneficial for maintaining stable climates. They're beneficial for watersheds, for the water we drink and the snow that comes through. All the trees that we have are assets of not only the United States, but this world.
We're going to get to the chemtrails subject in a moment. But I want you to just think about the gravity of the idea that not only are what they spank detrimental to the climate, but trees have now been demonized by the quote-unquote experts Remember, Bill Gates will tell you that it's not serious to plant trees. It's actually bad now to plant trees. You know, that great COVID 1984 animation where you had these little subsections of what you were being sold propaganda-wise and how trees were now a bad thing. Think about that inversion of reality. But it's also pre-programming. Because eventually, on a mass scale, they'll have to admit to doing this. They've been doing it for decades, as we're showing you, okay? But they'll not only say it was good for the planet, but they knew it was good for the planet because the trees, they were bad for the planet. Sounds beyond the pale, doesn't it, folks? Well, we're there. We're living in the post-truth world. And that is why it's so important to support Alex Jones, thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. You know, I was interviewing Dr. Robert Malone yesterday for the very first time, and he now has a book entitled Psywar, Enforcing the New World Order. A man that 5 years ago wouldn't have thought that any of this was going on, a man who actually invented the platform mRNA that would be hijacked by the very military industrial complex he worked for and distributed amongst the global populace, has now come full circle. And it's because of operations like this one. It's because of people like Alex Jones. Go support him at thealexjonesstore.com. Back after this.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me take some Brain Force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean. But
there's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The Patriots' choice and globalists' dread. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am your host, Jason Burmis. And before we get back into the documentary, you know, talked a little bit about social climbing and sociopathic behavior and the quote-unquote New World Order. Well, in that interview with Dr. Malone, who was relatively new to the idea of that terminology, and by the way, I'll be posting that on my X and elsewhere later today, riveting conversation. I mentioned George H.W. Bush. Now, people familiar with, you know, the New World Order on the peripheral are aware of at least the one speech, right, that they always reference, you know, run by the United Nations, the rule of law, not the rule of the jungle. But what they don't understand is he actually went on a full tour and was committed to a quote-unquote New World Order, again, with the United Nations as kind of that symbol of globalism and global governance, right? But they were so out of their minds, him in particular, that he literally, after the Gulf War, and you point this out, you're like, it can't be real. Oh, it's, you can go look it up right now. They made New World Order commemorative edition Desert Eagle Glocks and gave them to great people like Colin Powell, weapons of mass destruction, chemical weapons factories guy, you know that guy? And Dick Cheney, you know, the dude that just endorsed Kamala Harris. They got New World Order commemorative Glocks. Little side note. So now we're going to get into the quote unquote chemtrail aspect and the evidence behind that. And really what you find is these type of aerosols, if you will, are a multitude of different things, but we sure do have a lot of physical evidence of what some of them are. So let's get to it and hit the clip.
At this time, there is absolute admissions by NASA that persistent jet contrails and the man-made clouds they produce are having an impact on climate. So when NASA gets involved with the military and atmospheric releases of aluminum oxide, trimethyl aluminum, and other particulates, they know that this will have a reflective quality, that the particles will stay in the atmosphere for some period of time before they come back to Earth, and that this will reduce the amount of direct sunlight reaching the Earth. If we rely on the belief system that we believe this without factual proof, then we're in trouble because everyone is going to think that we're a nutcase. And that's what the astrobiologists at NASA say about people who believe in chemtrails. They say, well, we don't have any proof, we're nutcases. And therefore, our voices are marginalized and have been since the 1990s. Starting in 1996, the U.S. Air Force declared that chemtrails was a hoax. The EPA, all of our government agencies had declared that it was an internet hoax, a conspiracy theory. And thus, since I can't define the word chemtrails as there's no definition legally except hoax, I decline to use this term because it would marginalize my voice and the voices of those using it. The one thing we know and can prove is that rocket programs and atmospheric releases from rockets from the military and NASA and other agencies are releasing particles and chemicals into the atmosphere which can have negative effects on us. Some of the same that are said to be released by jets leaving persistent jet contrails.
Well, the Air Force has been wanting to control the weather for some time. In fact, they wanted to force multiply storms. They wanted to be able to create droughts, create rainfall where rainfall didn't exist. In fact, in Bosnia, when they were doing the war in Bosnia, they were actually seeding the clouds so that there would be no fog in the area.
There's a military document called Owning the Weather by 2025. That's an expressed interest of our military. Aerosols are required to corporatize and control our weather. What we see in the sky on a regular basis, these long white trails that do not dissipate, they actually form artificial clouds and block the sun, is an expressed goal of geoengineers.
Aerosols are discussed in these papers time and time again. So what are these aerosols?
They talk about how they need to spray these metal particulates less than 2 microns in diameter into our upper atmosphere to shield us from radiation, and this is supposed to be good for us.
David Keith talked about using aluminum oxide to be released by small airplanes or jets. And he talked about having to use water vapor as the medium, whereby an aluminum oxide gas could be sprayed into the water vapor produced by jets, and that the rate of flow, by controlling it, they could control the size of the particles. And it's the smaller the particle size in controlling this process, the longer these particles would remain in the atmosphere.
The metal particulate, which are nanoparticles, they act as what's called cloud condensation nuclei. So when they're introduced into the atmosphere, instead of water, when it evaporates, condensing and forming those clouds, it will actually condense on this metal particulate, and instead of falling as rain, it drifts.
One of the most interesting interviews I've ever conducted was with an actual chemtrail whistleblower. Now this whistleblower wouldn't come forward and do another interview for this film that you're watching right now because they were threatened.
I was not an employee, I was a civilian contractor for Evergreen Air Services there in Marana. And while I was there, I had several different job descriptions, the first of which was a civilian aircraft, and it was outfitted as a civilian aircraft, 727-200 series, in which repairs were affected to the 727 structural overhaul. Evergreen prefers to hire ex-military personnel. They do not like civilians working there en masse. The only time that they bring in civilians is when they're in a pinch for personnel that are capable, or if they are in a pinch for people with certain expertise above and beyond their standard personnel that are there. While I was there in 1991, the main and large issue that was going on there is that Evergreen had a contract with NASA with an issue of the NASA 747 space shuttle carriers. I was one of the individuals working in the sheet metal shop that received parts off of those aircraft, performed the repairs, and then sent them out with the ex-military personnel to reinstall them on the aircraft. Did work on 727s there, which were the 727s were in fact civilian seated non-cargo aircraft used for transporting people. During that time, there were 5 747s, of which I was a crew member, a maintenance crew member, which retrofitted 5 cargo 747s. The cargo bays were retrofitted, overhauled, repaired with liquid storage tanks with capabilities of discharge. Now, how many of them they did after I left, how many of them they did before I was there, I don't know. But I do know for a fact that five of them were done during my tenure there in that 3 months that I was there. I have spoke with people and other employees and contractors that have worked there that they had seen and witnessed all kinds of nefarious activities over the years. I worked there for that 1 3-month period, and quite frankly, I have no desire to return.
Now, before we go further in the documentary, I want to emphasize the importance of not only NASA in this agenda, as you've now seen multiple times in this documentation, but then these privatized contracting groups, right? For instance, that gentleman was brought in for a few months and retrofitted a few things. Now, there are levels to the compartmentalization factor in all of these respects. But then when you have a hub like NASA, which has really been essential in projecting and injecting the green agenda on a multitude of levels, not only from things like the aerosols that are discussed in this, but what? They do the windmills. NASA is really one of the most powerful tools of compartmentalization within this biotech military industrial complex from its inception, hands down. Okay. And it has to be called out as such. And really, SpaceX is now just an extension of that. It's a rebranding. NASA's involved in so many things outside of space that people cannot grasp it because it's not what they have you focus on. And that's why when I do some of these things, I may be overly focused on how much of a small part the space aspect is. Not worried about Mars and the moon. No, I'm worried about militarized space, the green agenda, subcontracting, transhumanism, automation, artificial intelligence, all things that NASA are 110% involved in their own speeches and white papers, folks. So we're going to move on to more of the documentary and talk about some of these programs and whether or not they've actually had success in cooling the planet.
Night, those aerosols act as a blanket and they trap heat and actually exacerbate global warming. We've seen a great increase in nighttime highs since these programs have really been ramped up in the past 10 to 15 years.
We know from research recently conducted by Stanford studies and earlier research by NASA that persistent jet contrails change our climate and our warming areas now, like the Arctic and Alaska, and that aviation impacts, because water vapor is a greenhouse gas, is beginning to increase these temperatures each year dramatically over time. The issue becomes for all of us with water vapor is that it's a greenhouse gas, it's one of the major players in warming, and the jets producing the man-made clouds, according to NASA, are increasing warming. The powers that be do not want to talk about water vapor and its impacts, because we could take care of that problem right now very easily by putting restrictions on the amount of water vapor that aviation produces. The small click is not offset with anyone talking about the impacts that these programs would have on air pollution, water pollution, crop production, the reduction of direct sunlight reaching the earth on human health, the reduction of direct sunlight on solar panel power production.
A big concern of ours is this: geoengineering programs shred our ozone. Geoengineers are very open about this. Anytime you put particulate aerosols into our atmosphere, it will affect the ozone. We now have a major ozone hole over the northern hemisphere.
The chain reaction that occurs begins to reduce the amount of direct sunlight and can reduce photosynthesis, which all crops, trees, plants, and everything need to survive.
We now have an issue called global dimming. The Earth is now receiving 20% less sun than it did just a couple of decades ago. So it's of great concern. There's nothing left untouched on the planet that this does not affect.
This is referred to in these documents as SRM, or solar radiation management. And what does solar radiation management mean? It means blocking the sun.
The USDA estimate that crop loss in 2030 will double due to abiotic stress. What is abiotic stress? Abiotic stress is everything that chemtrail geoengineering programs create. It's the drought conditions. It's heavy metal contamination. It's too much moisture. It's also fungal overgrowth. Because our sun is blocked, we have an overgrowth in fungus, which is destroying a lot of our crop.
More molds, mildews, fungus, and pests are able to proliferate because of the warmer temperatures at night caused by the man-made cloud cover produced by the jets.
Geoengineers are very open about the fact that geoengineering creates drought. And if you look at the global drought monitor, most of the world now is in drought. Geoengineers state that geoengineering will create droughts in Africa and Asia. Guess what? We have droughts in Africa and Asia. Every day they spray, they are destroying our protective layer. And again, no ozone, no life on the planet. Many people now are beginning to notice that they burn very quickly when they go out into the sun. The reason for that, again, is our protective layer is being shredded every day. No protective layer, no life on this planet.
These experiments, and with global weather patterns and with jet streams and all kinds of things, can get out of hand and can have impacts on people worldwide.
And they're actually terraforming our planet. That's right, they're terraforming our planet. They're changing the very environment that we live in, and they're making it hard for humans to live in this atmosphere, hard for our plants to live, hard for our animals to live. We are not going to have a future. This is a big issue.
Yes, we can geoengineer our atmosphere, but we're also working on geoengineering the oceans with Ocean Iron Fertilization Program, which was and has been initiated to show that it's not successful and causes harm to our oceans.
We're seeing the ramifications of this geoengineering in our everyday lives. We're seeing soil being polluted with the agents that are being sprayed, barium, aluminum oxide, and strontium.
Now what happens is when the chemtrails start to descend upon the earth, it oxidizes into what's known as aluminum oxide. This acidifies the soil, devastating crops, water. It can go in and actually make so fish can't take oxygen from the water anymore. This causes them, of course, to die. And we also have research from New Jersey that shows that not only full-grown plants, but seedlings are devastated by this as well.
Aluminum in soils is not good for tree health because aluminum gets into the tree roots, and then it prevents the trees from uptaking enough moisture, water, and nutrients to survive. And so it looks like the trees are dying because of lack of water and drought, when in reality, once aluminum is into the root system, they can be dying because they can't uptake the natural things that they need, nutrients and water, in order to survive. The Texas Weather Modification Board has authorized the use of sea salt as a particulate that's used. Well, every time those clouds rain out after they have been seeded with salt, salt reaches the earth. And it's going to have its impact on freshwater systems, marine life, agriculture, crop production, because the more salt in the soil you have, the less productive it becomes.
Through the sterilization of our soils and thus the destruction of our crops, natural organic farmers are now having a difficult time growing natural organic food.
I mean, we have percolate in the vegetables. We have all kinds of things going on, rocket fuel, gas, all these horrible contaminants. And I can tell you it's from what they're doing in the sky.
The chain reaction that takes place will reduce the amount of food that the earth can provide for us. because it changes the soil, changes the pH, and reduces the power generation that plants need, photosynthesis, for growing tall and strong.
The concern for many of us is that if these programs continue, we will not be able to grow anything naturally unless it's a Monsanto abiotic stress resistant genetically modified seed. A number of these crops are what are called terminator seeds. They do not regenerate. So year after year after year, the farmer has to go back to Monsanto, which literally puts the farmers in complete debt. The farmers that are not able to recoup their losses due to the flooding, due to the drought this summer, now are selling their crops for pennies on the dollar. There's a company that's owned by George Soros now that is buying up that property, again, at pennies on the dollar. That's an objective of Agenda 21. Once these entities have complete control, they can literally control what crops grow, how much grows, how many people get food. These are natural systems. But through the death and destruction of our natural systems, they come in with their solution, which is genetic modification. And in that genetic modification, they literally usurp the authority of nature or the authority of God, and they bring it under the authority of corporations. The sun drives life here on our planet. We need vitamin D3, which nourishes us, produces certain hormones. Vitamin D deficiency is something that's very common now.
It reduces the amount of direct sunlight that hits our skin when we're outdoors, causing a lack of vitamin D in humans. This lack of vitamin D from this man-made cloud cover and these reflective particles leads to human health problems, which are already being identified in the United States. One of them in recent years has been the advance of rickets, which is almost an epidemic proportion. Not since the time when children were forced to work in coal mines at the turn of the century, instead of going to school and being outdoors during the day, have we seen an epidemic of rickets like is occurring across the United States at this time?
We have aluminum, which we know is linked to Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia, other neurological disorders.
We have seen aluminum-related illnesses go through the roof in Riverside County. We've had over 260% increase. We have autism, ADD, and again, Alzheimer's all going through the roof.
I came to the conclusion that aluminum-coated fiberglass, or chaff, particulates were used by the ton and released worldwide by the ton for many, many years. These particulates stay in the atmosphere for approximately 20 hours, more or less.
Aluminum, according to the physicians that we've spoken to, actually builds up in the body, so it will accumulate, and if it's not flushed out or chelated, it will compromise the health of an individual. Barium compromises our immune system.
What this means is that after barium exposure, you're actually more prone to virtually all diseases across the board.
We have seen respiratory mortality go from number 8 down to number 3 in the past 6 years. The day-to-day breathing in of these heavy metals will impact our health in a very negative way, leading to cancers and a number of other illnesses.
We do know from studies that putting sulfur up means that it's going to come back down. And in the state of California, it is noted that sulfur can cause reproductive toxicity. And the state of California is required by law to notify the public of any chemicals that can cause cancer or reproductive toxicity, and sulfur is definitely on this list. So these programs are dangerous to us and should be controlled, and the public should be more informed, and that no individual corporation should be able to conduct these programs without public oversight and public consent. And this is a major issue that we're going to be facing in the future more and more.
Now, the next section is the physical evidence of harming human beings. But if you just listen to the multitude of different issues that we talked about, think about how all-encompassing, from Agenda 21, which becomes Agenda 2030 after this film is made, to the explosion in things like Alzheimer's, vitamin D deficiency. That one got caught up during the COVID-1984 nightmare a little bit. People realized it. The toxins and heavy metals in the water supply, in the food, the depletion of the soil. And then you look at somebody who's super invested in all of it, including the farmland and what? the modification systems, going to knock out the hurricanes is a Bill Gates. Well, if you want to watch the rest of that film free, and it's all over the internet, it's in my personal YouTube, Rumble, you name it, it's out there. There's a 20-minute section that follows the geoengineering sections up about Bill Gates, warning you about all the things he already did to you in that 2019 to continuing to now time period. Talk about tomorrow's news today. That's why you need to go to thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com, buy the products, make the donations, support the broadcast. I can't believe that we're essentially a little more than a month out from the idea that they could try to get rid of Infowars.com forever. Go for it, guys, because I'm telling you right now, if you try to take all this information down, the people that have personally archived it, we're going to put it everywhere. It's going to be torrented. It's going to be on archive.org. We're going to upload it to social media till you can't take it off. I promise you that. Become an active part of the information war today. I am Jason Burmes. Please follow me across the board and over at X. It's not about left or right. It is always about right and wrong. Love you guys. See you on the flip.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.